want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877 692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Can't stop the run. Stop on the run.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right, kids.
Yeah.
Who want to take Lion Bob Ryan's golden shovel?
Oh, no.
Shove it right at his big fat ass.
Oh, my.
Yes, but Tom Kieran is okay with me. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Tackle the Clam and all the ships at sea. They inspired the film I Am Sam, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
There you go.
And that is about Sam Hoff, right?
Well, in more ways than one.
The life and times of Sam Hoff. The violent world of Sam Hoff. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody, to this episode of the Don and Mike Show. It's a new one for you. Friday, January 18th. Friday. And you just heard our announcer, Dude Walker, with the phone numbers. Let me give them to you. Sans laser sound effects.
Right. Yeah.
From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From D.C. on our home station, WJFK, 202-432-1067. From New York City on our second home station, WNEW, 877-692-1027. There he is over there using some type of, what device are you using there, Buzz?
It's a glue stick.
There he is, master of the glue stick.
That's right.
Over there playing with his glue stick. He loves to be recognized on the show. He loves to be introduced.
Hi.
Let's give it up for Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hello.
Big part of the show is he has been for centuries now.
Centuries. Decades.
Today's show will be jam-packed, as the regular Friday Gab Fests are. Now, we're going to give you an advance warning that Monday we won't be here, because Monday, as you know, is Doug Tract Day.
That's right.
And that is a national holiday.
I thought they canceled the show because of the blizzard.
Oh. That was
the storm of the century.
Here we go.
Now, we're going to get into that, and we've already started taping the weather forecast.
Yes, very good. Important to find out who's saying what about impending storm.
Now, I just want to say, and we're going to get to the weather guys in a second. I'm hearing everything on all of the stations.
Uh-huh.
The guy on Channel 4,
here's what he does.
Mike heard this. What does the guy on Channel 4 say?
The guy on Channel 4 is putting the winter storm watch at the very tail end of his forecast. He spends a lot of time, Tom Curine, Burger Jeff, talking about the current conditions and what it's going to be today, which is sunny and breezy. And then at the very end, he takes the forecast of the winter storm watch, says it very quickly, and races right by it without giving any detail whatsoever.
Hmm. Now, the guy on Channel 5, who I had tape rolled on today.
Right.
Unfortunately, this morning, while my wife and I were exercising, and oh, listen, I want to tell you something. You want joy first thing in the morning?
Yeah.
Here's what you do.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.
What you do is you line up right next to each other.
Right.
You got your life cycle, and you've got your treadmill.
How exciting is that?
And the two of you, or in this case, the two of us,
uh-huh.
you share the time together.
Oh, that's nice.
So you, the family that sweats together gets along together.
So we're doing the thing. I'm riding the bike, and she's on the treadmill. I almost fell off the bike when at 7 o'clock, we were watching Channel 5, the Fox station, and
the meteorologist, Tom Sater, comes on.
What's his name?
Tom Sater.
Tom Sater.
They say, we understand that bad weather's coming our way. And the first thing the guy says, swear on my kid's life, he says, you want to get out today and get your supplies.
Oh, my God.
So,
oh, here we go.
So we've got his forecast, and we will deal with that in a second because they are calling. And if, as you listen to this, you hear this guy weave a tale that involves, and you know, who knows where the hell, and I'm sure this is the way it works up and down the East Coast where the storm is supposed to hit.
It's good to give everybody a little perspective on what we get here in Washington.
But I think everybody can relate to this because what we're getting here is what I'm sure you're hearing in New York and up in Connecticut and Jersey and up in Massachusetts and even all the way up to Maine, where the story that's being woven by this weather guy who we've decided to spotlight on this storm, and we'll track it and see how he does.
See what his forecast turns out to be.
He actually, depending on what zone you're talking about, predicts anything from rain to 3 inches to 10 inches of snow. Now, first off, I mean, there's a lot of, well, you know what? We got other stuff to talk about before we get to this, but I'd like to know once and for all with the weather guys, here's what kills me when they say, if you're in the western zone, if you're in the eastern zone, sure, if you're in the southern zone, how about just saying cities?
Right.
How about just saying, you know, if you live in anywhere from Fairfax to Springfield.
Well, if they did that, you'd be able to pin them down.
Right, that's another one of their safety zones. And another one he's big on is showing a map with 50 colors saying, just watch the bands.
Yeah.
And that'll explain everything.
Exactly. Right, so we'll get to that in a second. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Andrew from New York City.
Hi, Andrew. Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, let me say that anybody who believes in a weatherman does not believe in God.
Yeah, I agree.
And you know, now they're getting the same story up in New York. They're hearing the same BS. You know,
Matt Lauer was busting Al Roker's chops today about the storm of the century.
the bad weather's coming. This one, believe us on this one. This time we're going to... So anyway, hold on. I remember the point I was going to tell you. So I'm watching all the weather guys, and they're all giving different stuff. I'm driving into work today, and I turn on WMAL radio. At 9:30, they come on and they say, here's the AccuWeather forecast.
Mm-hmm.
Today, sunny, high 48. Tomorrow, 6 inches of snow.
Just for everybody.
That was it. Just interesting. Just a blanket statement, 6 inches of snow.
Well, I like that. I like that better than what they do on TV.
They took a stand.
So who knows?
Anyway. 6 inches. What is your, what are you going to do? Are you going to make the prediction forecasting?
I'll let you know in a couple of minutes.
Okay. See, as you know, then we can run the promo. Only one meteorologist got it right.
Yeah. Anyway, Andrew, what can we do for you?
I couldn't sleep last night thinking about the thing. I need to know.
Oh, what the thing?
Oh, the thing. Okay, we'd be glad to talk about the thing.
Ah, the thing.
I gotta go, guys.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye. As a matter of fact, we got a couple of things we got to talk about today.
A thing. Ain't nothing but a thing.
Here's the thing, and I think when we started the show yesterday, we alluded to it, and we called the general manager about it, and we said that it was nothing that involved Mike or I or contracts or radio stations or anything. It was a thing. Something that bothered us, and I'm glad to tell you that the situation has been resolved.
Oh,
here's the thing that the dickheads here didn't want us to talk about. You remember back before Christmas when we gave away the Mercedes-Benz?
Yeah, we had the big contest for the key, to win a key to get the Mercedes-Benz.
So the deal is, and this was never hidden from anyone, that the car that we were giving away was the base model.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it was worth like $25,000, and it was the base model Mercedes-Benz C230 Sports Coupe. Well, as it turns out, the day that we gave the car away, the car that was actually there...
Mm-hmm.
had accoutrements that were not on the base model.
Uh-oh.
They had, it had some leather seats, it had like a six CD changer in it. A
couple of options that upgraded the car a little bit.
So, what happens is, the guy who wins the car, the guy from New Jersey, he pulls out the winning key, he starts it up, and he wins the car.
Mm-hmm.
They, meaning everybody involved, let the guy take the car, and they say, congratulations.
That's it.
You're the winner.
Great.
Well, a couple of weeks later, the guy gets a phone call, and he hears, oh, you know what? The car we gave you, it's actually better than the car that we were supposed to give you. So what we would like you to do is please pay us $2,300.
Now that's not real cool because this is the car the guy won.
Right. So this is all, of course, because I am, you know, such a wild loose cannon. This is hidden from me until, I guess, 2 days ago.
Right.
When I'm having a meeting with some people, they finally bring it up to me, and they say that the guy from New Jersey, he's overnighting a check. The guy, the poor guy, he's...
Yeah, the guy didn't squawk a bit. He wrote a check and, you know, and overnighted it and, you know, without any questions asked.
So I had a meeting with the dickheads here and, you know, one of the dickheads here, who shall remain nameless, said...
Right.
Well, it was Alan. He said, well, the listener had no problem. He said, you gave me a $25,000 car, and it turned out the car was a little better than that, and I've got no problem paying the money. And I said to him, this is not the way that you do business. I said, you don't give somebody a prize.
Right.
And then you give them a prize that's better than the prize that you had promised them. And then you go to them and you say, hey, you got to pay us for it.
Yeah. Exactly.
So the ultimatum that I had laid down was that either all of the people involved just take care of it, mm-hmm. or Mike and I were going to pay the money ourselves. And we were going to cut some people some a-holes today on the air.
I mean, that's what it was going to be, because we just don't think the guy should have to pay a nickel more. I mean, he won the thing. He had to pay taxes on it.
The car he started.
So, I mean, why not? I mean, just give him the car.
So that's the thing that really bothered us. And you know, there's so everything's so cloaked in secrecy around here that you can't... Don't talk about it. Don't say anything about it. I said,
don't say anything to Don.
I said, you know, what's going to happen?
You tell Don this thing's going to explode.
Yeah. And I said to them, you're putting us in a bad position because, first off, you know, we're the guys who gave the car away. Mm-hmm. What happens one day if the guy, Eddie, whatever his name is, he calls up and he says, hey, I'm the guy that won the Mercedes. And we say, hey, how is that car? And he says, hey, it's pretty great, MFers. Thanks for making me pay $3,000 for the stuff that I didn't want on the car.
Yeah, it's just not right, and we didn't think it was right, and fortunately it got resolved.
So that is the good news that... That gentleman's check has been ripped up.
Good.
That's great. And it will be mailed back to him under no circumstance. Anybody that wins a prize on the show,
right,
are you going to have to pay for it?
You know, like you win three DVDs, we're not going to take one away.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Or we're not going to send you five and then say, oh, incidentally, we sent you five. How about sending us money for the two extra ones we sent you?
Exactly.
And that's what, I mean, that was the thing yesterday that was just, it was driving me nuts when I heard about it, and of course the fact...
And I think you played it the best way you can with the powers that be around here. You threaten them.
Yeah.
I
said, it's real simple. Either you guys handle this, I gave them till today, you handle this, or Mike and I are going to go on the air, and then it's going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of bloody rectums, because we're going to sell everybody out.
A lot of dripping sphincters.
However, I would like to say, when we were talking yesterday about how cheap this place is, and how they like taking pennies and cutting them into quarters.
Right. Cutting English muffins into thirds.
You know, and not cutting a penny into 25 cents, but cutting into four pieces.
Wicker furniture.
One of the compromises that had been offered up by the management here at WJFK was, well, how about this? How about WJFK pays half and you, Don, and Mike pay half?
Right.
And I said to that, I kiss my D, if Mike and I are going to pay, we're going to pay because it's the right thing to do, but really it's not our mistake, and I'm not sure whose mistake it is that the guy got a better car than he was supposed to get.
That's right. Somebody obviously didn't do it the right way. I mean, the wrong car was out there, but that's not our problem.
But
right.
We just wanted to, I mean, it really bothered us, and it was one of those deals where they said, well, if you're getting in, you're going to get clients mad if you get on the air and talk about this, and all we wanted was the correct resolution.
That's right.
To the thing.
Of course.
And then the thing is that the guy, if you win a prize from us, and this is the first time this has ever happened, you get a better prize than the prize that you were supposed to get.
Yeah, and then they went, oh my God, what did we do?
Right. Well, you don't go to the winner and say, hey, incidentally, you know, pay back.
Right.
Pay us back. You don't do that. You just, that's not the way you do business.
That's a stupid way to do stuff.
So anyway, it's been resolved, and we thank all of those who stepped up and took care of it and did it the right way.
Yeah. Do we have to thank anybody specifically for this?
No, we've been asked to mention no names.
Well, very good.
We have been asked to keep everybody anonymous.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is the winner doesn't have to pay, and that's what we care about.
That the thing is taken care of, and that's the thing that upset us. And really, no BS. When I was in the meeting with these guys on Wednesday afternoon, I went through the roof. I mean, this is why they try to hide things from me, because I got pissed. I was like, wait a minute, hold on a second. How could this not have worked its way down to me?
How could this be?
And then Charlie said, well, we were told to hide it from you.
Yeah.
And I said, well, great. How long were you supposed to hide it from me? Until he said, well, I guess until the guy's check cleared.
Don't they know that nothing can really be hidden from you?
Yeah, no. Found out. Found out about it.
But you know,
it.
The quickest way for you to find something out is to try to hide it from you?
Yeah. So we got the situation resolved. And, we'd like to apologize to the winner of the car. That's not the way that Mike and I do the show. Really.
Absolutely not.
I mean, and I'm glad for you. You know what? They effed up and they gave you a better car. Good for you. Enjoy it. Drive it.
Enjoy.
Drive yourself nuts.
Right.
Okay? Have a crazy time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Enjoy the leather. Enjoy the CD. Enjoy whatever else came that wasn't supposed to be on the car.
Put the car in all sorts of crazy poses.
Okay, so that was the thing. It bothered us.
Might not sound big, but it was a big deal to us.
Very Robin Hood. There you guys go being nice again.
Well, and, you know, we like to downplay that, Buzz, but really it was a case of a guy getting screwed.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sitting there.
Well, we're not really noble about that. We just didn't want it to come back and bite us in the ass.
Well, yeah, you're right. You did the right thing.
And no, really, it's not only that, but it's bad business.
Yeah.
You know, and I was sitting there with Line One yesterday, and I said, so let's say you won the car. Would you, if you're given a car that's better than the car that you had won, would you say, hey, okay, I'll write a check for $2,300? And he said, well, yes, I would. And you're a liar.
Most people probably raise holy hell.
Yeah, and I think...
This guy happened to be the contest winner, happened to be a real nice guy.
Mm-hmm. And listen, let me also just say that is the story I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for sure. I don't know for sure that the guy was as easygoing as
right.
They're
well,
letting
he sent
on.
The check, so, right? I mean, that's yeah. The bottom line.
Well, I don't know under what state of duress he sent the check.
We may have sent a thug over to his house. Sent
we
the check
know.
Written in blood.
Don't know. But anyway, listen, if you're listening out there, just rip the check up. Or we're going to rip it up and mail it back to you.
Excellent.
Enjoy the car with our best wishes. So that was the thing yesterday that bothered us. Now, here's a thing today that we have to talk about. And this is kind of a sad thing. Our friend Rudy Martsky will no longer be on the show.
Yeah, we are really, really disappointed about this. This is some bad news that we got this week.
And the reason is, it's not us, it's the management, the editorial staff at USA Today.
Yeah, the editors, I guess, at the sports section.
Yeah, I spoke personally to one of them last night. They have requested, well, they have ordered Rudy never to appear on the show again.
Apparently there is a change in policy over at USA Today where they don't want people coming on to other media outlets.
You wow. can, you know, you draw your own conclusion as to why they've suddenly decided after a 10-year relationship that Rudy can't be on the show anymore. But, I mean, Rudy has flipped out about this, and it's the type of thing that if he continued, I believe that they would fire his ass.
Wow.
And we certainly don't want that to happen. But I'm certainly not going to just not have Rudy on the show anymore and not address it, because as was pointed out to me last night by the editor at USA Today, with this year's Super Bowl, that would mark the 10-year anniversary of Rudy being involved in our show.
Now, one has to wonder whether it really is a change in policy or whether it's specifically directed at this show, which is always a possibility.
No.
You don't know for sure until you see Rudy on some cable show.
All I know is that Rudy called me a couple of nights ago and said that this was going to happen. And I said, you know, whatever. I want you to lose your gig. Don't worry about it.
Right.
He was really, they put the fear of God in him.
Wow.
And last night, Frieda came in and said, do you know some guy named, Dickie Lipschitz or whatever the guy's name is? And I said, never heard of him. She says, he's the editor at USA Today. He'd like to speak to you. And the guy couldn't have been, you know, nicer.
Yeah.
He just said, we don't want Rudy on your show anymore. And I said, but, you know, you guys, you're his primary source of revenue. So
yeah, you're the boss. That's right. We have to deal with it, I guess.
That's fine, but we just want you guys listening to know that we love Rudy, and we've we've loved him for 10 years, yeah. And he and Mouse are good friends, and I mean they're beyond. Rudy is beyond just a guy that we have on the show.
Absolutely,
Rudy is a close friend.
Are we allowed to keep his headshot up in your office?
Yes, we will keep Rudy's picture up in the office.
We will cherish our memories of Rudy.
We'll always have Paris.
Yeah. So I'm sorry to announce that. We'll continue to do the Pick the Pro segment, and we'll still have the football guys coming.
I will miss Rudy's horrible timing.
I will.
Yeah. So anyway,
I will miss the calls from all over the United States at different vacation locations.
You know, and I don't know if that's part of what worked into it, to be honest with you. I don't know if the fact that Rudy was more than just a guy who reported on TV sports on this show that really... Rudy was, listen, who doesn't like Rudy Marsky,
right.
Who's heard him on our show?
He's America's guest.
He's the greatest. Everybody at TV Sports loves him, and I know a lot of our listeners like him. And,
whether it was going through his hamper to find his underpants, or whether it was discussing his love life with Dick Vitale.
Or when it was when he was on vacation in Germany and he would call us from Europe.
Yeah, whether he would be complimenting Mouse and she'd get mad at him and he'd say, Jesus Christ, it's a compliment.
When they were at the Barefoot Mailman up in Ocean City. At
pretty
that
amazing.
Skanky Hotel.
Rudy Marsky.
Lots of great stuff with Rudy, and we just want Rudy to know that we love him, and that I'm really sad that he's no longer going to be a part of the show, even though most times when he was on, it was swear to God, like putting the brakes on an Indianapolis 500 race car.
But the thing about Rudy also, he was connected, and he would have, especially with TV sports stories, he would have all the insights as to what was going on.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, so anyway, we're going to miss him, and... that's what the deal is with Rudy, and we will not replace Rudy. We're going to continue doing our weekly sports thing to pick the pros. We'll do what we've always done. We'll get the
We're not going to have Rich Eisen on or anything like that.
No. We'll get the guys on. You know, all the guys that we've had on in the past. You know,
they're going to miss the buzzer though. They're going to miss Rudy getting buzzed for talking.
Yes, absolutely.
And again, that's another thing. All those guys like Rudy so much.
They
too.
Do. Yeah.
But that's the deal, and that sucks on ice. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that Rudy knew that we were behind him 100%. And
absolutely. You know, we love you, Rudy.
Yeah. We got nothing to say with what the dumbass bosses at the USA Today said. Oops, I said I wouldn't say that.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry about that.
You are a loose cannon.
also, Mike, you called this. I think we both did, but you were the first on this.
Yes.
The miracle cure for...
Oh, did I ever? Absolutely.
Here's the story. Hold on a second. Let me scroll down.
Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me give you this. Hold on.
Finally, he gets his hearing back.
Rush went deaf. You called it as a publicity stunt, said there'd be a miracle cure, and sure enough,
of
shortly after Christmas,
there was.
Here you go.
Took less than 6 months.
This is from AP. In a modern medical miracle.
Of course it's a miracle.
Dr. Dimbaugh is now able to hear... an estimated 80% downed.
Yeah, there you go. So 20% loss of hearing. I mean, big deal. That's what people that have that have headphones on lose.
Right.
The host dramatically announced last fall he had lost total hearing in a battle with a disease.
Yeah, and then he gets it back. Of course he does. He's Rush Limbaugh.
And now he's on the telephone with his brother, and his brother says, it's great.
Right.
So that's that's what's happening.
We knew that was coming.
With Rush Limbaugh. Let's go to Dante, and then we can climb on the weather guys here. Hey, Dante. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Dante.
Radio God. What's going on?
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
That was not Glenn, the retarded janitor, yesterday. I sent you guys in a fax. You thought it was Glenn?
Did you send the fax about the New England Patriots cheerleaders?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's your fax?
Absolutely.
And you do have the beautiful ladies that you know?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And Glenn didn't put you up to any of this?
Absolutely. I would like to actually beat his ass.
Well, there you go.
Okay. All right, Dante. Well, then we'll keep your entry in the contest.
I also want to be known that I will be taking the NYPD test that day, and it will be a great way to celebrate.
Uh-huh. Ah, very good.
Oh, outstanding. Now, he's talking about the Win the Las Vegas-style show contest at your home on Super Bowl Saturday, when we're going to be going somewhere in America to do a Las Vegas-style show from someone's house. And this guy, Dante, we were positive it was Glenn the janitor, because he said he was going to write a letter that would just blow us away.
Well, maybe we'll be doing a show from Dante's Inferno.
He alleges that he can get all kinds of lesbians together, including one lesbian who's a New England Patriots cheerleader.
Another one who's done nude scenes in movies and stuff like
that. More bisexual than lesbian.
Oh, really? Yeah, I bet, Dante, huh?
Okay, well, listen, Dante, we'll keep the entry in the contest. Thanks for checking in.
Stay off the Paxil, Mike.
I will. All right, let's go to Mike. Mike, hello, Donna Mike Show. Mike.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Good. I just want to let you guys know, out of all the crappy radio shows on the air and the good ones, I've been listening to you guys since you've been on in New York at the new time slot. I just wanted to call and let you guys know that you are the most in touch with your listeners out of every radio show. You do more things with your listeners. You care more about them. You understand more that they're the reason you're in the position you're in more than any other radio show.
No, thank you. I was waiting for the other shit to drop. I've heard some good shows, and I've heard some crappy shows, and I would say,
yours is the crappiest show I've heard.
Show I've ever heard in my life.
No, not at all. I mean, I listen to you guys every day, and you do the bowling, you're going to have the party for the Super Bowl. You know, you listen to other shows, and they're just not that in touch with the fans and the listeners. I don't think they care as much.
And you know, really,
it's great.
We've goofed on... we goofed on J.P. Flame of the Sports Junkies.
Yes.
That's a show that runs here in D.C. when he referred to his listeners as fans.
Fans?
We really don't like saying, you know, I mean, I don't mind saying, are you a fan of the show?
Right. Listeners. Right. We like to call them listeners.
Yeah,
right.
But really, right. I mean, to say that, you know, hey, thanks, money fans. You guys, hey, are great fans. That's really bull-ass.
It is bull-ass, but I'll tell you, we never have taken our listeners for granted.
No.
We really don't.
No,
we except don't. Except the real dumbasses.
Yeah, the real DAs that we have to scream at and wish bad things on.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm usually calling them DAs before you are halfway through their
There you go. That's the right attitude.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for the
Love
nice
you
words.
Guys.
Thank you. Love you. Let's go to Dave. Hello, Dave. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Dave, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, well, first of all, don't you think this might be a play on Greg Wilson throwing some of his weight around?
I think you have to examine that as a possibility, but I doubt it.
I don't think the two are related. I just think it's a coinkydink.
I don't know. I saw somebody else quoting Craig Wilson the other day, and I was like, no way. Couldn't believe it. The other thing is, hey, Mike, hang in there and do your work in therapy. Love your show. It's the greatest. Everybody about it.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. That Paxil hangs on, doesn't it?
Nothing but support.
That's got legs.
It sure does.
That's really got legs.
It sure does. Hello,
Jesus Christ.
Greg.
A lot of support out there.
Yeah. Greg, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hang on with your therapy.
Hey, based on the pictures on your website of the Monroney label on the C-230, whoever supplied you with the vehicle switched Monroney labels, which...
What are you talking about?
The macaroni label?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The label that gives you the price and all the options on the car. They have switched the label around. They gave you a label with a base car, and apparently they gave you an upgraded car. That's illegal.
I don't even know. All I know is that the guy got the wrong car, and they wanted him to pay. And
right,
and
all I'm trying to tell you is who supplied you the car.
And you found... And how did you find this out, Sleuth?
I'm in the business.
Yeah, but how did you know that they switched the labels?
Well, I'm looking at your website.
But you can't tell.
We don't have a website.
But I'm Mike Fans.
But you can't tell by looking at the car what kind of car it is.
You're telling me it had leather.
Well, I mean, we're telling you that there are several options that the car had. We're not sure exactly what they are.
And the Monroney label, which is it has to be on the car legally, does not have that on there.
All right, listen. go to Unsolved Mysteries, please.
Yeah.
As far as we're concerned, the mystery has been solved.
Do you understand what I'm saying? A picture on the website, the guy would not be able to tell what the options were inside the car.
Right, and I think what he's saying is that if leather was one of the options, it would be this other package. But I know that there are many different leather options that are offered on cars. You know, you can get a car with leather seats, or you can just get a car that has the leather thing that goes in the middle that you lift up to put, like, your soda pop in.
Or the leather C-ring.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I had a question also about this... I guess contest advertising. Have you all budgeted $30,000 to travel to one of these 40 locations in the United States that potentially could win the...
We have a sponsor.
But, I mean, $40,000?
Now it went from $30,000 to $40,000.
So why are you worrying about this?
Well,
we have a sponsor.
Because you've been a stickler for openness in contest advertising. I can remember once where you went off on Clear Channel for advertising what was supposedly a
local contest is a nationwide contest. That's very true. And yes, we have a sponsor in place. I don't know why you're busting our balls on this.
I'm not busting your balls. It's just I was just thinking, man, there's going to be a week to make travel arrangements for potentially.
Now, listen, I want to tell you something. Even if we have to go as far as Seattle, Here's what you're talking about. You're talking about plane tickets for 10 people.
Right.
That's it. Mm-hmm. You're talking about getting a disc jockey equipment out there, and you're talking about us bringing cash to give away.
But it's not a broadcast, sir. So, I mean, your costs are definitely diminished with that.
You're looking
Tom Gavin and Hamber.
Tom Gavin, excuse me?
Tom Gavin and his Hamber.
No, all the...
Hamber nights for everyone.
No. Now, Tom Gavin and Homo Joe and Cheryl the Dyke, they have already been alerted. They would have to make their own arrangements.
As they always do when they travel.
As they always do.
As always.
Okay.
But for the...
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arlington. And it just seems like the Washington, D.C., or perhaps New York, is almost guaranteed to win the contest.
Why is that?
Well, just because of the travel costs. Otherwise...
I got news. Let me... Now, again, you want honesty. I'll give you honesty. If the contest winner ends up being from the D.C. area, the money that's been allotted to us by a sponsor for this contest will simply go into another game that we play on the air. The money that's been allotted to us for travel for this trip is not earmarked just for travel for this trip. We will award the Las Vegas Style Show to the best letter that we get.
Well, again, you've shown that you are the stickler for contest details, and I appreciate it as a fan. And I'm serious about that. I had this niggling doubt. And
don't have a doubt. Listen,
what is Christ, I don't get that. Why do you care?
Well, it's just I care because I listen to y'all.
I mean, I kind of get what this dummy's saying, that he thinks the contest is going to be fixed because if it's going to cost us to fly somewhere, then, of course, the listener couldn't be from the D.C. area because then, you know, what would we, you know, the money.
No, but the contest, I mean, we're talking about a totally subjective contest anyway.
And you're not talking about an astronomical amount of money to fly us somewhere. And you, when you mention hotels and stuff, let me give you a clue here how CBS...
But now does this mean, like, if we get a winner from New York or if we get a winner from, you know, Newport News, or we go get a winner from Washington, or a winner that's close by. Does that mean you're going to have a big like craw in your throat or something like that?
Not I. You have redressed my concern.
And the as far as the travel
nerd Poindexter dick.
As far as the travel goes, I don't mind explaining this.
I don't like this guy.
The airfare. Well, that's we pick it up, but the hotels and stuff.
I'm not feeling well, and I don't like you.
That's all. That's all traveled.
Don's being nice.
Great.
We're reversing roles right now. Don's being very nice to you, you hump Poindexter.
All right. Goodbye, sir.
Thank you.
Good day to you, sir.
I have this little blue dot. Where are you calling from? I'm calling from Arlington.
Let's go to Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
My Don pocket protector on here.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Well, you know, you know what? Hold on there, Andrew. You know, this always happens when we do a contest.
Sure.
We always get people who either try to alter the rules of the contest.
You know who I want to win now?
Who?
For that guy? I want my next door neighbor to win.
I
walk to the gig.
We get the calls where either people want to change the rules of the contest.
Right.
They don't think we're doing it correctly. Or like that, where they, you know, 3 weeks before the contest even happens.
Our radio station is at 10800 Main Street. The winner will be at 10801 Main Street.
I want to make sure that things are on their terms.
Yeah.
Andrew, what can we do for you? Andrew, sorry. I was rambling there.
Don Imus announced this morning that he's losing his sense of smell.
That's great.
Put up a little publicity.
That's right. He won't be able to smell under his wig.
Let's go to John. Hey, Johnny, Don and Mike show. Hello there. Hi, John. John, buddy.
Stupid idiot.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
Good. Hey, you know, I won a Mercedes through a local JC's raffle, and oddly enough, the story that you men tell is exactly what happened to me the day I went down to pick up the car. It was, you know, extra stereo, extra security system, and they wanted a check for me from me for $1,500.
That is really low rent.
Yep. And that was from who? From the JCs?
No, the dealer.
The dealer.
Yeah, the dealer.
And what your other caller said before about the fact that, you know, they tell you this is the car and this is how much it is. And then when the winner gets there, they say, oh, well, the car is this, and they, you know, they allotted, let's say, $30,000, but this car is $31,700, and you've got to give us $1,700.
Oh, that sucks. All right. So what did you do? Because you didn't have disc jockeys that would pay
for
you. What did you do?
What happened was I said, you know what, pal? That's not the deal. It says I win the car. I already paid for the ticket. I walked away. I called the guy from the JCs. The JCs had like 10 guys go down to the dealership. Next day, they delivered the car to me. No additional cost. Just exactly what you guys did.
Yeah, I think what you're dealing with. I don't want to say what you're dealing with here, where the problem is.
The dealers are the problems.
No.
And I think that's what the other guys were saying.
And no, I'm telling you that in this situation, there were four or five different steps.
Right.
I've promised the management here that I won't discuss it, but it's impossible for us to tell where the screw-up occurred.
Right.
And
that's what it was, a screw-up.
It could have occurred, you're right, it could have occurred at a dealership, but it could have occurred at the ad agency or at a client.
Could have occurred here.
Yeah.
The important thing is that it got worked out. That's right. Important.
You are correct.
Right. Thank you, my friend.
You guys are doing a great job.
Thanks for the call. Thank you. Bye-bye. See you later. Hello, Johnny, Donna Mike Show. Hello there.
Radio God.
Hi.
How are you, gentlemen?
Okay.
Buzz.
Hey.
Okay, sir.
Good.
They're skipping you every morning, but that's all right. Hey,
no, wait. What do you mean we're skipping him?
Oh, no. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Nitpick Friday.
Now, listen, did I or did I not introduce you today, Buzz?
Introduced Buzz, you introduced Buzz with quite a flourish.
Great
today.
Fanfare, yes. Yes, you did.
Now, why'd you bring that up, sir?
I'm just messing with you guys. You guys are great. I'm not trying to tear you apart. I think this Craig Wilson guy, the pillow bite hump, he's behind it, man. He's behind it. He's the problem.
Well,
I miss
Rudy. Okay. All right. Thank you.
I miss Rudy. No, it's already.
We miss him too.
Fair.
Yeah, but what
it's
do you know?
Fair.
What do you know? You didn't even know that we actually introduced Buzz today.
I know absolutely nothing. All I know is I'm not calling you up telling you how to run your show. You guys are great. I love you.
Thank you. God,
I don't know. I think he meant well, but.
People. Oh, this guy. Rudy Martsky walks quietly along the beach with his wife, the mouse. They are holding hands. They are very much in love, but Rudy is sad, for he will be on the Don and Mike show no more. Mouse, his wife of many years, turns and says, Rudy, I remember when Don and Mike were at our house broadcasting for the Super Bowl. And went through the dresser and found your multicolor underpants in a hamper.
Then it was later that they went through your desk drawer and found the Vaseline in the atomizer jug and the tube of lubricant.
Rudy says, yes, I too will miss being on the show. And the time that you were standing naked next to me in a hotel room in Ocean City. And Don and Mike asked how you looked. And I said, you looked pretty good. And then you said something to me, and I said, Jesus Christ, Mouse, it was a compliment.
It's over.
Oh, that though, the music's going
to take me back home and lube me.
Okay, we got to, hold on. Hey, Rob, a call for you from Sacramento.
Hey, great.
Chris. Hey, Chris.
Man, I love you guys, Don and Mike.
We love you.
Hey, I love Rob, and I love when he calls people. I love Rob the most. I want the Super Bowl party, but I just want Rob sent out.
Okay.
Are you going to see? I thought most people in Sacramento hated you, Rob, because you don't have a lot of love for Sacramento.
You know, it's really odd you should say this. I don't think I can make it up for the Super Bowl, but I think I'll be vacationing in Sacramento in March.
Ah, very good.
So perhaps we can get together.
I'm serious, Rob, dude. I love you, and I hate everybody, too, man.
Great, good for you. You're very wise.
Hey, seriously, man, I love you guys. I've been listening to you forever. Buzz, dude, Millwood.
Thank you.
Pick up your bowling, you slacker.
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right,
Chris, let's get together and tour the barren farmlands of Sacramento.
There you go.
Yes, we can do that.
Very good.
Would you stop it? Here's Terry from Spokane, Washington, with yet another complaint.
Actually, now I've got two complaints. I'm from Washington, D.C., not Spokane.
All right. Well, that's what it says on my screen.
Yeah, well, sometimes when I go into bridges, y'all get a little staticky, and
I don't really appreciate it. So I was wondering what y'all are going to do to correct it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Nitpick Friday.
That's perfect call. That's the end of Nitpick Friday.
Send it to the mailbag.
Listen, let's clear the lines. I'll get a call 100 going. Oh, and then we want to dive into this weather situation.
Yes, we're going to really analyze it this time.
And then we seriously have to start the re-rating of women for the year 2002.
I'm looking forward to that.
I mean, listen, we got too much stuff today because we've got Jeff Hardy, we got Joe Theismann. Christ, we're going to have to give him a half hour.
Yeah, you asked Joe one question, you better go away for 20 minutes.
We got Stossel and Robert, the mailman today.
The angry mailman, Don.
It's jam-packed. Be the 100th caller right now at 877-365-3636, and we'll give you some stuff. Good luck.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Jesus, you're not laying in your own puke, are you?
Screaming semen demons. Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi, kids. Let's get a, call 100. Yeah. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oh, come on now.
Don and Mike, hello.
Am I doing something wrong with the phones here? You seem to be pressing the right buttons.
Hello, Don and Mike. Not this. Look at that. I'm screwing things up left and right here. Hello, Don and Mike.
I'm on the caller?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Rob, what is it? Is it pressing the button once or twice?
No. Well, when you hit the button twice, it locks the phone line.
Oh, I gotcha.
So, as long as it's flashing, you're okay.
Okay. Nice. Listen, who is this?
Todd Kinley.
Todd, where are you from?
Fairfax.
Todd, you won the Mad Max DVD, also the Buckaroo Banzai DVD, and the MASH DVD, the classic Academy Award-winning uncut film. So you got three brand-new DVDs, courtesy of Circuit City Borders and Fox Home Entertainment. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Sweet.
Hold on just a
moment. Sweet.
Okay. Oh, before we get to the weather guy.
Yes.
I want to make sure that we review the weather tape very briefly. I want to, and we're going to try this throughout football season as long as my team, the Green Bay Packers, is in it.
Go, Pack, go!
What we're going to do is get the Packers prediction.
Very good.
From my brother Jim.
Yeah, I know he's up there in the middle part of the country.
Yep.
Right outside Milwaukee. He's living in Milwaukee now, right?
Right. So let me give him a call.
Good.
Find out who he thinks will win between the Packers and the Rams on Sunday.
Find out if he cares.
Hey, dude.
Hey, man.
Hey, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's the weather in Wisconsin?
Fine. Real good.
They're predicting some kind of major storm here. We'll find out what the weather guys say in a moment.
Yeah, that sucks. You guys getting more snow than we are.
Well, no, we've not gotten any snow yet, Jimmy.
No, but they sure like to talk about it a lot, Jim.
Oh, I thought you guys did get dumped on.
No, we didn't. Now, listen, we got in a discussion earlier this week about me and the Packers and my lucky Packers clothes. And you know about the Packers shrine that I have by my television.
Yes.
And I was discussing how Uncle Jerry, once when the Packers lost, got mad and threw the plate glass window. Would you relate the story, please? This is just as background on how deep this Packers thing goes with me. It's not the flavor of the month with the Packers. Would you relate the story of when we were kids watching the game with Uncle Jack?
Oh, Jack, he wouldn't just cry when they lost. He'd cry when Bart Starr made a bad pass or a bad
wow.
play. I mean, the guy would sit there and swear and stomp and flip off the TV and... Oh, the dude was nuts, man.
I remember it was like 1968 after the Packers had won all those years, and then they started to lose.
Mm-hmm.
One day, I'm over at Uncle Jack's house, and of course he has something like this, a glass about as big as this, the super big gulp, just full of some kind of...
hard liquor.
Adult beverage.
Right.
Yo.
And he's pounding this thing down, and he and I are sitting there watching the game. And about halfway through the third quarter, when the Green Bay's losing like 40 to nothing, he just starts going...
really sobbing.
Wow.
Wow.
crying.
It's amazing.
Bawling his eyes out.
Really crying.
But wow. It was not the first time. He would cry all the time.
Now, you think it was the alcohol or the fandom, which were a combination of both?
I think it was a combination. I think it started in the earliest years that I can remember with my family and the way that they reacted to the Packers. It was strictly out of fandom.
Right.
And then once alcohol became
which was a big part of your family gathering, right?
Well, Jimmy, don't you remember... How early, seriously, on Christmas morning, how early would they start drinking?
Oh, about 8:39.
8:30 or 9.
And I'm not talking about, you know, just having a hot toddy or having some eggnog.
They're talking brandy and water, Bloody Marys.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
yards.
Yeah, it would be some heavy-duty drinking.
Heavy-duty alcohol.
Heavy-duty, and on a Packers Sunday, well, the drinking would start at about 8 a.m.
Wow.
And then the game would come on at noon.
Right.
And then the drinking would continue through the game.
Maybe after the game was over, too.
Yeah, well, and, you know, depending on if they won or lost, that's how
or somebody passed out.
That would be how things happen. So anyway, that's why you've asked me before why I like the Packers so much and really who's my favorite team.
And now you're jumping firmly on the Packer bandwagon.
Yeah, right? And I predict the Packers win this weekend.
Now, if they lose, what will you say about the Packers?
That they had a great season.
Okay.
See, I'm not...
Yeah, I told you so.
You won't cry.
They had a great season. They did much better this year than I think anyone expected that they would do. I mean, I love the Redskins because we've lived in D.C. for... I've lived in D.C. Half my life, but I live the other half in Wisconsin.
Right.
And I'm also very fond of the Bears because I worked in Chicago for a bunch of years. And now because we're on in New York, I root for the Giants and the Jets. But really, in my heart, my favorite team's always been the Packers.
So the Packers are your number one team.
Always have been, ever since
I was Chicago Wednesday, man. They're geared up for this weekend, for Saturday's game.
All right, well, let's get the predictions from you, Jimmy. First off, the Packers. Who do you think wins the Packers game?
Who are the Packers playing?
Oh, what a fag you are. They are playing the St. Louis Rams.
Oh, man, that's going to be a tough one. I think the Rams are going to take them.
All right, he's going with the Rams.
Wow. All right, what about the Bears game?
Bears are playing Philadelphia.
Ah, you got that one right. Who do you like?
I'll go with the Bears.
Go with the Bears.
They're the underdog, though, right?
Yeah, they are. What about Oakland and New England?
Oakland.
And finally, this is probably the best game of the weekend, Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
That's going to be a grinder.
I think Baltimore's going to win that one.
Baltimore's going to win.
Very good.
So what's new?
Did I sound educated?
Sounded very credible, Jimmy.
Yeah. You know, as much as you can. How are things in Milwaukee?
They're good. I'm starting another job Monday.
And you already moved into the Milwaukee area?
Yeah, but see, it's just goofy. I'm starting a job down in Aurora, down there by Chicago.
Basically, you're going to be living in Milwaukee, but you're going to be working in outside Chicago?
Yeah.
So how far is your commute?
About an hour, hour and 20 minutes.
Ooh,
wow. All right, well, that's the price you pay. I mean, when you choose to live in Milwaukee...
I only got to do that once a week.
That's the price you pay. I mean, you know, you move to Milwaukee, and what you're saying is, I don't care if I got to drive hours. Man, to be able to live in Milwaukee...
The thrill of living in Brewtown...
That does it. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you could have a job in St. Louis.
Hey, Jim?
Yeah.
You would want to live in Milwaukee.
Jim, is beer cheaper in Milwaukee?
Not really.
You know, because it's where they brew all this stuff.
Right. Yeah, but it's not really.
No.
No, if you go over to the bar, the tap beer is cheaper, but...
Right.
And cheese isn't any cheaper in Wisconsin either.
It's not bad, though. It's a lot cheaper than buying it out there by you guys.
Really?
You know, I've been out on the East Coast in the semi and stuff. You know, you see these stupid signs all over Wisconsin cheese. You know, you can buy the cheese out here a lot cheaper.
That's good.
All right, Jimmy, so what's...
Put your orders in now.
Right. What really do you need more than cheese and beer?
That's about it.
Precisely.
Right.
How about...
toilet paper.
How about books? How are the prices on books as opposed to the rest of the country?
I have no idea.
You have no, I don't.
Books cost too much.
don't even have an idea. Let me see if I can find a quick current events question.
Oh, man.
To ask you about, just to find out how in turn... how the world's events, the turning of the globe, how that is affecting you.
See how
you do. Well, let me see if I pull an easy one for you. Okay.
All right.
Listen, come on. This is the one like for a moron. Who choked on a pretzel?
Oh, President Bush.
Okay.
I've got one which was a story of the year. Tom Cruise broke up with Nicole Kidman, Jimmy. And what was the name of the actress that he hooked up with?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I'll give you a clue. She has the same name.
Penelope Cruz?
Yeah.
Hey, good job.
There you go.
I was afraid he was going to say, like her first name is Tom.
Tom.
Right. let me see. Jimmy, what? Okay, here you go. The Survivor that just ended?
Yeah.
Where was that one based?
In Africa.
Oh, in Africa.
Very good, Jimmy.
Right.
What major news personality, a woman, just signed a huge new contract?
I don't know. Connie Chung?
No, she works in the morning. The woman we're speaking about signed a $14 million a year contract. She works in the morning.
Oh, is it that blonde chick? What's her name? I don't know.
Sometimes she's blonde.
Yeah, no. It's Katie Couric.
Katie.
And finally, can you tell me what disc jockey has gone deaf, but now amazingly has recovered all of his...
Rush.
Yes, Rush. Well, look at
that. That's very good.
Look at that. He's a winner at current events. He's a winner in life.
Yeah.
And he's made his football predictions. Now, I'm going to be hunkered down in the cave watching the games all weekend. I know you could give a rat's ass. What are your plans this weekend?
Taking Rachel sledding.
Going sledding with the daughter.
Good wintertime activity.
So you're not going to be killing any defenseless animals this weekend?
No, deer season's over.
All right, well, good for you.
Better not have one run across his front lawn, though.
That's right.
All right, dude. Well, there he is recording live from Milwaukee with the Yada Packers update there.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good weekend. I'm sure I'll talk to you over the weekend. I love you.
I love you, too.
All right, I'll see you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he is. My brother, the Umdum.
All right.
But at least you get some verification there about my family.
Yes, indeed.
And the love of the Packers.
And he's up on the football a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. You know, he knew more about the Bears and Pittsburgh than he did about the
he's
Packers.
Living, and he's living in Milwaukee.
And he's working in Chicago.
He's like, he's in the middle of Packer land.
Right.
But he knows more about the Bears.
Very, very interesting.
Hello, Mary.
Yes.
Hi, Mary.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear, Mary.
I'm not Rush Limbaugh.
Okay, I'm on the cell phone. I'm sorry.
I hear you fine.
Okay, well, the reason I called is my son has a cochlear implant, and for you guys to say that he's, you know, it's not amazing is really out of line.
We didn't say anything.
Now, wait a minute. What we said was when Rush Limbaugh came out and announced his horrible hearing loss, what he said was that it is 99.9% times this will always result in a total
deafness.
And he also said
Permanent. There
is no cure.
Right.
And that was BS because that type of implant surgery has been around, and I predicted back then, and I stand by it, that he was going to get his hearing back, and he overdramatized that. And I think he's full of crap, and I maintain he's full of crap.
But wait a minute. It's not a cure. An implant is not a cure. It's just an assistive device to help deaf.
Right, exactly. And how long has it been around?
Oh, it's been around for at least 15, 20 years.
Right.
Here's the deal.
It's not a new modern miracle.
It hasn't been perfected.
Honey, listen. Hold on a second. Please, honey, listen, honey.
God damn, honey.
It wasn't your son we were speaking about. It was Rush Limbaugh
and I'm not a big fan of Rush either. However, I'm just saying as a general rule of thumb, just so that you don't spread misinformation, that the cochlear implant is not a cure for deafness.
Okay, but, I'm telling you what the AP story said, that Rush Limbaugh, and this is based on the fact of what Rush Limbaugh said himself, that he was 99% deaf and had no chance of getting his hearing back.
That's what he said.
Okay, well, you know what? There's a documentary out called Sound and Fury, and if you watch that, you'll see exactly what happens when a deaf child...
But hold on, let me...
We're not talking about a deaf child, we're talking about a disc jockey.
Take it away from your kid for just a second, okay?
Yeah.
Let me explain to you what our point is here. Our point is that this guy made all this hype while probably from, I wouldn't doubt from the very beginning, knowing that this technology...
was available.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's exactly.
We're not talking about the fact that that the procedure is BS or any of this is BS. What I am talking about is the fact that he made this huge statement about how he would never get his hearing back, and then of course I said, well, you wait because within 6 months he would get his hearing back. And obviously,
well, you're
he
right,
has.
Then. I'm sorry. I completely, the way it came off, it sounded like you guys were making it sound like the cochlear implant wasn't.
No. See, honey, you got to listen to the.
Right, if there's technology out there that has helped your son, I think that's fantastic. What I'm saying is,
but your son, I'm pretty sure that your son, whenever he suffered his hearing loss, he didn't have a press conference and announce to the world
right.
that he was 99% deaf and there was no chance he would ever get his hearing back.
No, you're right, and I misunderstood. That's why I was just calling, because, like I said, he was, my son has been born deaf and then had this implant surgery, and it's a miracle.
Well, of course it's a miracle, and that's great, and I'm glad for that. I think that's terrific.
Very good. Just tell your son when he grows up, if he ever, he has a job where he's in the public limelight, if he has some kind of medical ailment, not to lie about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to come out and say, I've lost my hearing, but I understand that there's been great advances that have been made, and I'm probably going to be okay.
And I don't doubt that. Wouldn't you say that if a guy with Russia's money and a guy with his access to medical people, he probably knew early on about this implant?
Absolutely, especially with that documentary out. It shows exactly right. what the implant can do.
All right, honey. Well, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Don and Mike. I appreciate
right.
it.
Thank you.
Bye.
God damn it, honey.
Well, God damn it, honey. Well, it's tough for her to get away from the, her own situation.
Too close. God damn it, honey.
God damn it.
That's our new thing.
God damn it, honey.
When Elvis would get mad at somebody.
God damn it, honey.
God damn it, honey. God damn it.
Honey, God damn it.
God damn it, you're killing me, honey.
Yeah, honey, and if it's a man, it would be Chief. God damn it, Chief. What are you doing, Chief?
What are you, Jack?
Honey,
Jack?
Honey, God damn it, what's the problem today on this show?
Come on, God damn it, honey.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
I just want to say, all these people that are calling up bitching, lay off.
God
I
damn
mean,
it, honey,
geez,
right.
They're only doing their job.
Honey, God damn it, you're right.
God damn it.
God damn it, honey. Thank you, honey. Thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're okay, thanks.
Great. I've been listening to you since I was like 5 years old.
Oh. Oh, my God.
No, always, not that old.
Always makes us feel great.
Yeah, thank
you. My mom used to listen to you every day on the way, taking me to school.
Oh, back in the olden days.
Yeah.
And how old are you now?
8.
I'll be 25.
How old are you?
I'll be 25 in a couple months.
Oh, wow. Christ. Okay. All right, now that we've established the fact that we are old, what did I
adjust for men in my beard?
I'm going to tell you something really important, and I don't want you to panic, okay?
Okay.
Okay? I heard that it might snow 6 inches.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad you brought this up.
Let's all go to the grocery store and stock up on toilet paper and milk.
No, it's BMTP. Bread,
okay, that's right.
Bread, milk, toilet paper.
Yeah.
Rebecca, thank you for the call. Thank you for reminding me.
Okay.
We have a tape. God damn it, honey, you're a good caller.
Okay.
Thank you, sweetie.
Bye.
We have a tape of the Channel 5 weather guy in the morning, Tom Sater.
Good.
Now, what they're predicting for the D.C. area, and I think moving up the coast...
Yeah, what they're predicting for D.C. is rain, snow, a dusting, 2 inches or 10 inches.
Or ice.
Or ice. One of
them. Or freezing rain.
Right, or the apocalypse.
Now, let's hear now, because we bitch a lot about the weather people, and we've selected Tom Sater from Channel 5 to hear his forecast about the storm. And this is not a long-range thing. This storm is supposed to start tomorrow morning.
Isn't a Seder some kind of feast or something like that?
It is supposed to start tomorrow morning at approximately 9 a.m.
Which means it could be anywhere from just after midnight until 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, hell, it could be before the end of the show today.
Absolutely. It's sunny now.
It's out right now.
Your weekend is going to get interesting very quickly weather-wise. Tom's here with that.
Yes, it looks like things are starting to fall in line, although there are still some uncertainties.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, now listen,
there's the opening line.
Let's just count the number of times that this guy backs off what he's saying or goes in another direction. That's one.
Right. Just like any storm, and this one hasn't even developed yet. And it's going to be coming out of the southeast.
You know, I wish you could start that from the beginning. You know what? You should start that from the beginning and hit your bell every time he hedges.
Okay. Here we go.
The weekend is going to get interesting very quickly weather-wise. Tom's here with that.
Yes, it looks like things are starting to fall in line, although there are still some uncertainties. Just like any storm, and this one hasn't even developed yet. And it's going to be coming out of the southeast, move across Tennessee. So until it really develops and starts heading in our direction, we'll really get a better idea. More information comes down later this afternoon and tonight. But here's what I can tell you right now.
Okay.
A winter storm watch goes into effect for just about everybody tomorrow. Already tonight, some counties in the Fox 5 viewing area are under this watch. You have to head extreme western counties in Virginia, Panhandle of West Virginia, Garrett County, Maryland, all under the watch tonight. But everybody will be in it tomorrow. I still think, as we've been talking about all week long, Western counties, higher ridges, we'll talk about those in a moment, will start as snow and will stay.
Listen to
snow.
Our forecast that we get here. Easily. Do you follow this? Does anybody follow this? I mean,
of course not.
It's western zones, eastern zones,
western counties, mountains, high ridge areas.
Hello, we live in Washington, D.C. There are no mountains here.
Come on.
Okay, let's keep it going.
I think there could even be maybe a few 10-inch totals in some areas in the panhandle of West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Eastern counties, rain, and just about staying as rain.
Wait a minute, hold it. See, he says the panhandle of West Virginia, which is way the hell out of our area.
But hold on.
But you see, he says that so he can say, well, I did say some areas would get 10 inches.
You got to hear the whole thing, though. Oh, and we'll stay all snow, 5 to 8 inches easily. I think there could even...
Hold on. Started from number two, because this is where the forecast is all over the road.
Okay.
Start as snow, and we'll stay all snow, 5 to 8 inches easily. I think there could even be maybe
hold
a
it.
Few
now,
10 inches.
I'm sorry, I hate to do this, but stop it again. It will start as snow... and stay as snow. Now, what that? If you're saying it's going to stay as snow, uh-huh. Why the hell are you saying it's going to start as snow? Because you only say it's going to start as snow when it's going to change to something.
Okay, here we go.
Dumbass. Start as snow and we'll stay all snow, 5 to 8 inches easily. I think there could even be maybe a few 10-inch totals in some areas in the Panhandle, West Virginia, eastern counties, rain, and just about staying as rain. That's from around St. Mary.
Right, and just question. About staying as rain.
Here's uh-huh. The question: as you're watching this. Start as snow, end as snow.
No, start as snow and stay as snow.
Right. 5 to 8 inches.
Eastern counties, stay as rain. It will be rain and just about rain.
Hold on, listen, here's my point. Listen.
Start as snow and we'll stay all snow, 5 to 8 inches easily. I think there could even be maybe a few 10-inch totals in some areas in the Panhandle, West Virginia.
Okay, now hold on.
In some areas of the Panhandle,
okay,
West Virginia.
The 5 to 8 inches.
Where's that?
That's my question. Is
the
that,
western counties.
Is that for D.C.?
Just before that, he said the western counties.
Don't try to defend him, Buzz.
I'm not. I'm just trying
start
to help
snow
us understand.
And we'll stay all snow, 5 to 8 inches easily. I think there could even be maybe a few 10-inch totals in some areas in the Panhandle, West Virginia. Eastern counties, rain, and just about staying as rain. That's from around St. Mary's County across the eastern shore.
Just about.
So some sleet may be involved. Central County, that's just about everybody we're talking about. Snow, yes, it'll start as snow, then go to a snow, sleet, rain mix. I mean, there's a lot to talk about. So let's get moving here. Midwest, nothing to speak of. Out west, that's all I have to say.
Okay, thus far...
Jesus Christ,
if you're trying to decipher this...
You can't.
There's no information. If you live in the D.C. Metro, you have no idea.
Right, I mean, because they say eastern counties, western counties, and of course, we're always on the line.
Start as snow and we'll stay all snow.
Hold on, all right.
It will start as snow and stay as snow.
Right. Midwest, nothing to speak of. Out west, that's all I have to say. It's gorgeous. All right, now we get into a little lake effect snow. Not much up to the north, but a little bit of rain.
Let me rush up to the area where it's easy to predict.
Is this the national?
Yeah.
Okay, the national map. Okay, got it.
Mississippi, Alabama, talking about around Birmingham to Atlanta. Now, this area, this is about an hour ago where we had some sprinkles, even a few flurries. But I want to point out this real bright patch at the bottom of the screen here. This is in southwest Virginia. That area of the country and the region, southwest Virginia into the mountains of North Carolina, is going to be impacted significantly. Heavy ice, and heavy snow, too. Now, this disturbance you see here...
Heavy ice and heavy snow, too.
Uh-huh.
Why are they allowed to get away with this?
And note, he makes a big fist and makes a big prediction on something that people that can't see him. Southwest Virginia.
Right.
They're not watching
right.
Channel 5.
And right. then, but then he even hedges on that by saying, heavy ice and heavy snow, too.
And now let's move to...
ice is turning to ice and staying as ice.
Cut number four, is that our local forecast?
I believe so.
Okay. We're at 39 degrees now. We're starting to warm up just a little bit. I think we're going to be at 40 here shortly. But notice some 20s in the higher terrain. The air out here in those western counties is colder than it is here. And so their ground temperature is still below freezing. Because it is cold out there, the wind chill really has nothing to do with the freezing on the ground, but it does feel like 16 in Elkins and 11 around Winchester. Our winds are light, so that's good news, but it's going to stay as snow out to the west. Now, the real cold air, Bismarck, 7 below, that's the air temperature. That extreme cold will not follow the storm.
Okay.
You see the cloud cover?
Did
I'm show you the radar. It dropped about 4 inches at Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Paducah, 3.
Did he just
1 to 3
up to Bismarck, North Dakota?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. You just throw that into our local forecast?
He went from Winchester, Virginia to Bismarck.
Wow.
Okay. Continue.
Totals there. Now this little system sliding off. The storm we're watching hasn't even developed yet. It's going to move out of the southeastern states toward Tennessee and right towards us. Unlike the first storm of the region, remember that one a couple weeks ago? Passed through South Carolina, really pounding.
Now you're watching this and you're wondering, what is the freaking forecast?
Right.
Just tell us.
In Southeast Virginia, that's not going to be the case on this one. Like the second storm that really hit the mountains, they're going to get hit again. But I really think this storm system, you need two things. You need moisture and cold air. Next 24 hours, moisture. Sometimes we just have green in our area, but this is yellow. This is the significant amount of moisture. One thing we're missing from the weather map, though, and this is a good thing.
A weatherman with a brain?
Wow.
Because now, as you're watching this, you're thinking, he's leading up to
something.
That we're going to get something, right?
Right. Even though the storm system's going to be developing and moving towards us, we will not find high pressure to the north of us. We need that to pull cold air down to make everything snow for everybody. And if that was the case, we'd be looking at 10 inches of snow. But that is not the case. High pressure is going to be absent from the north.
Right,
so here's my thinking.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning, it starts out as snow. This little band here, 1 to 3 inches. Around noon or so, give or take a couple hours here, we're going to see a changeover. Rain, some sleet, some freezing rain. That's why we're looking at some problems. That first initial batch of snow, as it moves through, even though the ground right now is above freezing, with the exception of areas out west, that initial 1, 2, 3 inches of snow will cool the surface down below freezing.
What?
So any rain we have and sleet will start to become some freezing rain in some areas. So there's going to be some significant icing, although it stays as rain southeast and stays as snow all day to the north. I think some of this 5 to 8 inch total, I could wrap around maybe even toward maybe Frederick. So that'll be interesting because at the tail end of it, it all changes to a brief period of snow, and that's tomorrow.
Jesus.
So again, a winter storm watch for everybody.
No, tomorrow. Shut up.
Okay.
You tell me.
That's everything. That is a typical Washington, D.C.
forecast. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
You heard starts as snow, 1 to 3 inches, then changes to rain. Now, if the ground gets cold, it'll change to freezing rain and then some ice. Then we could have some problems.
Unbelievable.
Then the back end comes through and gives us some more snow.
That's,
you see,
I think
this
that's
yellow area? This is significant impact. It could be.
It's amazing.
Right into a winter storm warning. That's what the National Weather Service does. They issue these statements on time periods. So we're looking at an event tomorrow. There's no doubt about it. But we're looking at amounts of snow for the whole area. Some areas rain. Most areas are looking at a mix. But out west, they're going to get hit hard again for the second storm in a row.
Hold on, let me back that up then.
Out west, where?
That should be the real forecast.
The Weather Service does. They issue these statements on time periods. So we're looking at an event tomorrow. There's no doubt about it, but we're not looking at heavy amounts of snow for the whole area. Some areas rain. Most areas are looking at a mix, but out west they're going to get hit hard again for the second storm.
West, define west.
Yeah. And what are the areas?
West could be Fairfax. West could be Prince William County.
It could be Winchester.
It could be Winchester, Virginia.
It could be in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Culpeper.
Bismarck.
It could be Bismarck, North Dakota.
All right, here's Julie Wright with the very latest with our on-time traffic. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning to you, Tom. Good information.
There's going to be a lot going on the next 24 hours in the weather world. Let's check in with Tom right now and find out what's happening.
Yeah, all right. Good morning, everyone. 40 degrees right now. We should be dropping down to 27. That is not the case. And yesterday, expecting 51, we hit 51.
Oh, replay that. Replay what he just said and try to decipher it.
Okay. There's going to be a lot going on the next 24 hours in the weather world. Let's check in with Tom right now and find out what's happening.
Yeah, all right. Good morning, everyone. 40 degrees right now. We should be dropping down to 27. That is not the case. And yesterday, expecting 51, we hit 51. So
40, what did he say, Buzz?
He was saying that a morning low of 27 degrees had been predicted, and that isn't going to happen, obviously, since the temperature was instead going up to 40.
You know, it's amazing what you zone in on. You can translate these.
It is a mess. Rain or snow, it usually melts. But we have some differences of opinion now as far as computer models. What's going to happen? Will we cool down? Yes, we will. A northwest wind at 8. They're going to be blowing anywhere from about 6 to 12 miles per hour. Cloud covers are slowly breaking up today. Look for a partly sunny day with a high of about 44. So 44, 46 degrees.
Just for the record, there's nothing partly about the sunny day we have today. It's a cloudless sky.
Totally sunny. Beautiful sun.
To the south, we had a little bit of light snow on the eastern shore. But let's talk about tomorrow now.
Okay.
Because even though the ground temperature is above freezing, that is not the case out west. Here's a change in the forecast.
He likes out west.
Late tomorrow into Sunday, it starts tomorrow morning. Snow moves up from the south, and with that ground temperature and all that air temperature below freezing, it's going to stay as snow out west, start and stay as snow. We're going to have a brief band, I think, tomorrow morning move in, mid-morning, could drop 1 to 3 inches of snow. Then around noontime period, give or take an hour, we're going to find some warm air start to move in, and it's going to change that snow over to a rain snow
he
mix.
He must have gone to the Bob Ryan
sleet.
School.
Uh-huh. But with that initial band of snow.
Hold on, now he's throwing sleet in. Okay.
Of course.
Snow moving through, it's going to cool the ground down enough that any rain could become freezing rain. Now, it should stay as rain to the east of us, and then what we're going to find is later on in the day, toward the evening period, maybe around 6 o'clock, it'll briefly end as a brief period of snow. So I think really the bulk of the area is looking at a hodgepodge of winter weather.
It's there
going to be sleet,
it is.
Freezing rain with some icing, and that's after some snow, and then ending as snow later on. But it stays as snow out west with significant accumulation. It stays
out west.
As rain east
out
and south.
West.
A lot to go through. And Julie Wright has a list of things as well she'd like to tell you about. Julie?
Well, I was going to say, Tom, it looks like the rush is on to head to Blockbuster and get a movie for tomorrow and stay inside.
Oh,
Okay, all right.
You know what? Yeah, the rush is on at 8 o'clock in the morning to get your movie at Blockbuster.
She's as bad as the rest of them.
That's right. Hype, hype, hype.
Right.
Okay, Christ. What a mess.
The hell is wrong with people?
Well, you know what? It's impossible. Here's how I understood that guy's forecast.
He doesn't know.
Is that here in the D.C. area, this is what I derive from that, that we're going to get 1 to 3 inches of snow by noon, then it's going to change over to freezing rain, and then it's going to snow some more.
Yes.
What did you pull from that?
I got out west, they'd say, there's going to be a lot of snow, but he was never able to tell us where west is.
Buzz, what
does he mean, west of the city, just west of the city?
I think west means like Prince William County and points west.
But he didn't tell you.
Snow. No, he didn't. That's
he didn't tell you.
I have to. We're all forced to assume because of his forecast.
You are being far. You know, it's that newsman.
No,
thing.
No.
He's making me mad today.
No, stop. Yeah.
You seem to be wanting to defend these guys.
No, I'm not defending
them. And where's east? Because he said the east will be all rain.
Yeah, east could be. You know, you could be over in Annapolis, or you could be on the eastern shore.
You where's know, east?
Is every I think every weather guy has different little sleight of hand tricks to cover their ass.
Right.
He's not a real double talker like Bob Ryan.
Oh, he's pretty damn good, though.
But what he is real big on is east and west and over here, and it is going to feel like this.
Mm-hmm.
But he does a lot of sweeping gestures.
Get the weather update from Tom, and we are expecting snow tomorrow.
Yes, snow, sleet, freezing rain, some areas just rain. So
sun,
this is a rough sketch right now because we are getting north.
Hold on. This is towards the end of the newscast. Listen to this one.
Okay.
I want to get the weather update from Tom, and we are expecting snow tomorrow.
Yes, snow, sleet, freezing rain. Some areas just rain. So this is a rough sketch right now.
Snow, sleet, freezing rain. Some areas just rain.
Right. And then he says, here's a rough sketch, because that was specific.
Temperatures will be anywhere from the 30s to the upper 70s.
Because we are getting more information as the day rolls on, and we'll have much more this afternoon. But I really think areas east will be pretty much rain. Areas west will be snow and all snow. But notice this band moves up from the south. Now, this is tomorrow morning.
Snow.
What band is that?
We have a 40% chance of a vengeful god that will be sending a plague of locusts, but that could just be in the west.
It's banned on the run.
All right, so we've got this guy's forecast.
Yeah. We'll have more details for you. We have more misinformation for you this afternoon.
And I left him a message if he cares to call in today, so he might call in. Obviously, he was away from his desk at the weather center.
Oh, I pray that guy calls in. You tell me, what the hell were you talking about?
That would be the best. If you could ask him questions, that would be perfect.
I just want one of these DAs, one of these guys, to just get on TV and just say, here's my prediction.
I have no idea.
The NPA, the meteorological dumbass.
There is a chance we could get a lot of snow, but there's also a chance we could get none. I don't know.
Yeah, or make a prediction. Say, hey, if you live in Montgomery County, I think you're going to get 4 inches.
Right.
You know, what's the worst that happens?
They come on, they go, here, the Washington, D.C. area, 4 to 5 inches of snow. If I'm wrong, I'll eat crow the next time on the air.
What's the number for the weather service?
WE6, a 936-1212. But another thing that I think is funny that underscores all of this is the first thing he says is, we're tracking a storm that hasn't developed yet.
Right.
So how can you track it?
I'm sorry. The number you have reached, area code 516.
Oh, hold on. I also have the official National Weather Service forecast in front of me.
Well, let me see what it says here for all D.C.
Directory assistance for what city and state?
Oh, Christ, hold on.
Well, is there an area? You put an area code in front of it?
202-555-1212. It'd be 703. 703. Oh, 703. I thought, 202 is D.C., though.
Yeah, but I think it's a 703 number.
You think so?
Give it a shot. 936.
Oh, hold on. 703.
936-1212.
Hello. You have reached.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. This is Tim Sador. Here's the forecast. Right now.
No, that's not right either. 202-936-1212.
I'm glad we are not in the Meteorological Center.
I'll get through now. This is the number.
This is what's going on behind the scenes of Fox 5 in the morning.
Here we go.
There's that antiquated ring. Sarah's going to put us through.
Boom! The Pigeon Sisters are on the line.
Hello.
Gwendolyn and Cecily.
That's it.
Well, now, come on, weather guy, pick up.
Here's the latest weather forecast brought to you by Verizon. The current temperature in downtown Washington, 41. And the relative humidity, 44%. Northwest winds, 15 miles per hour. Barometer on the rise, 30.16 inches. Your forecast for Washington, D.C. and vicinity.
The forecast.
For this afternoon, mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the middle 40s. Sunset, 5:13 p.m. Tonight, increasing cloudiness with lows around 30. On Saturday, snow developing early with some accumulation before mixing with or changing to sleet or rain during the afternoon with highs in the low to mid-30s. Saturday evening, chance of early precipitation, then clearing skies with lows in the upper 20s.
There is bad.
Sunday, partly sunny with highs around 40.
There is bad.
That is no information.
Yeah, but they record these like 2 weeks ago.
Right. I mean, all right, Buzz, finally, what do you have?
Well, snow. Snow mixing with sleet and rain during the afternoon from D.C. south and east. Snow mixing with sleet and freezing rain north and west of D.C. during the afternoon. Significant snow and ice accumulation possible. Highs in the lower to mid-30s. Precipitation probability 100%. That much they seem sure of.
There will be an event.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well,
good luck, everybody.
Let me officially start the panic here in D.C.
Means that west of the city, here's my forecast. Are you ready?
Yes.
West of the city, and I'm talking about just west of Washington, D.C.
Like Fairfax County?
You're going to get 2 inches of snow with a little crust of freezing rain up on top of it, all right?
Mm.
Anywhere east of the city, you're going to get a little dusting, and then it's going to mix with slushy precipitation. And south of the city, there will be very little, even more.
What about in the city?
In the city, you're going to get hail.
Are you ready for my prediction? I am not kidding.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
I'm talking about for the entire metro area.
Yes.
Rain.
All right. That's not a bad call.
I'm going out on a limb, and I'm telling you, we're getting...
All rain.
No snow.
Not even a flake.
Might be freezing rain.
Right.
But I'm telling you, no snow. You're not going to wake up and have your lawn covered in white and have the kids sledding. Right here. You heard it from me.
I think you're right.
I'm not a meteorologist. I'm
a disc jockey. West of the city also?
Everywhere.
Rain.
In the D.C. metro area,
all right.
Rain.
Very good.
That's my forecast.
Southeast Virginia?
That's my forecast.
Take it to the bank.
That's your goddamn
honey.
Goddamn, honey.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
That's my forecast, honey.
3 inches, Chief. God damn it.
Here we go.
Wow, we're running late. Christ, we got a break. God damn it, honey.
God damn it.
Tom Sater. God damn you, Tom Sater. We will be right back, okay?
Mike Show. Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that. Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off. Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
Dude! You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, that about covers it. Listen, if you want to enter the contest to have us do the Las Vegas style show live at your home on Super Bowl Saturday, February 2nd.
Yeah.
Send us a letter. We're going to pick the winning letter next week. Send it to this address, the fax machine number, 1-800-636-6410.
Yeah.
To win the Las Vegas style show in your home on Super Bowl Saturday. please go to Playboy.com and vote for our friend Shiloh McCormick as Playboy's Cyber Girl of the Year. Shiloh wishes everyone would go there and vote early and vote often. Oh, I didn't play that, Rob. Here we go.
It's the Don and Mike Show. Surprised you didn't know that.
There you go. Okay, so I think that's it. We covered it. The only thing the only thing we didn't do is start to rate the women, and we can definitely get to that later in today's show and next week. Also next week, the debut of Who Do You Know? That's going to be a new game. And
very good.
Next week also, we're going to be debuting Porno Football.
Excited about that.
Something that puts together both pornography and America's pastime.
Oh, isn't that great? Two great traditions of Americana.
Porno football. Hey, you got football in my porno.
Yeah, you got porno on my football. Hey, that's a delicious combination.
Two days that taste great together. Now a Friday favorite.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Well, with the state of affairs in the world, why not bring in one of the world leaders?
Hi.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
The governor of the great state of Minnesota.
The governor of the great state of Minnesota right here.
Jesse Ventura.
Hi, Don.
Hey, Gov.
Hi there, Robbie.
Hey,
Buzz.
Hi, Governor.
How are you?
We are fine.
Good to see each and every one of you. I'm having a nasty bout of diarrhea. That's why I was late getting to your building, but I said to your girl out front, I'll do the show. You just better keep the hallway clear in case I have to run down the hall to visit the can again.
You know, I still find it funny when
I'd like to say hi to Shiloh McCormick, too.
Oh, you a fan of Shiloh?
What a great piece of ass she is. You know, I like those effing pieces of ass. I really do. Jesus Christ.
I laugh when I turn on a show like the Tim Russert Show on Sunday mornings, the Meet the Press Show.
Why is that?
Well, here's why I laugh, because they'll be discussing the events of the day, the
sure.
war.
Yeah, this is a tough time that we live in with the terrorists.
The Enron controversy.
Yes, that is a significant controversy.
And then they'll have you on.
Yes, because they want to talk to the potential world leaders. You know, I don't think I'm out of school by saying that I've actually been considered for the presidency.
Really?
Yes. That's right.
You've made the people of Minnesota proud. What do you think?
But I'm sick right now. I've been squirting like a super soaker.
What do you think? What do you think your greatest achievement has been? And how long has he been in office, Buzz? 2 years?
Well, Don, I can answer that I think my greatest achievement has been talking to the people of Minnesota, keeping my door open and my ear to the ground about what the problems are. We've tried to improve education. We have tried to lower the taxes. We have tried to improve the fishing grounds and the ice fishing. We have tried to make the Minnesota Vikings happy. We have tried to make sure the Timberwolves are happy. And we're very upset about the fact that we don't have the North Stars anymore. And, of course, my number one priority right now is keeping the Twins.
Keeping the Twins. Well, it seems to me that you're focused totally on the sports teams in Minnesota.
Well, it's my goal to have as many wrestling events in the state of Minnesota as possible. I'm looking forward to getting my next WrestleMania there, too.
Is it true that you wanted to give...
Right now, my agenda includes putting an ice pack on my brown eye.
Is it true?
I am on fire down there right now. I don't mind telling you.
Is it true that when you get into these cabinet meetings and such, on occasion you will give the...
I'm leaking more than the Exxon Valdez.
You will give a stink face occasionally to someone who disagrees with you?
Well, right now I wouldn't want to give anybody a stink face because that might involve a face painting.
Oh, no.
That would not be pleasant at all, Don. I don't mind telling you.
But have you given a stink face before? This is a move now that we've seen on SmackDown.
Yes, Don.
You've done that?
I like the stink face concept. Let me explain to you.
Okay.
I think the stink face concept is very significant. When the man backs up to the other man, spreads his cheeks, and leans back into his face, I think that's a good thing, the stink face.
Governor, can you tell me? I'm going to give you a quiz.
Yes, go ahead, Don. I'll answer any question about current events you have.
I'm going to give you a quiz, much like the quiz I gave my brother earlier.
Oh,
excuse me.
Can you please tell me?
Yes.
Jesse, can you tell me?
Yes.
What country are we currently at war with? In. Well, what country are we fighting in? Where are we sending our soldiers to battle?
Can you rephrase the question, please?
The United States military personnel who are fighting on the ground against the Al-Qaeda.
Right.
What country are they in?
Boy. That's a bit of a tough question for me. I know we're overseas.
We're over
the Atlantic.
It ends with Stan.
Stan. Only Stan I know is Stanley, my campaign manager.
No, it is. The country ends with Stan.
I'll tell you now, there's a war going on in my Duke. There's a bad one right now. Okay, Stan.
Okay. I'll give you a choice. It's either
England, Stan.
No, it's not England.
France, Stan. Germany, Stan.
No.
Those are only the countries I know. Canada, Stan.
No, all right, I'll give you a choice. It's either Afghanistan, or Pakistan.
Vegetable stand.
No. It's one of those two.
Lemonade stand.
Afghanistan, Pakistan. Which country are our troops fighting in now?
What are the choices again?
Afghanistan.
Afghanistan. What the hell is that?
Pakistan. No, I'm sorry. We are fighting in Afghanistan.
Afghanistan. I knew that. That's where the mountains are.
And who are we fighting?
We are fighting that prick, Osama bin Laden.
Okay, you got that
right. And if I could get him into the ring, I'd rip off his head and I'd take a big squirt down his neck.
Okay, you got
that. That's what I'd do. I'll tell you that right now. I don't mind telling you.
All right, you got that right.
I predict snow. Feet of it.
Wow. Feet of snow?
Feet of it, yeah. Dude, you're going to be buried. You're not even going to be able to find your car.
All right, let's talk about...
I swear to God, not like those wussies.
Let me give you a current event here from...
I predict it's going to be a blizzard. And I'm not talking about the kind you get at the local Dairy Queen.
Hey, you know what? Before I give you more of the quiz,
yes.
You know, I bet something you and I got in common?
Our good looks.
You know what song I love?
Oh, the one by Toby Keith.
I don't want to talk about me.
Man, my wife talks about so much crap. I go home and I got all these things I want to talk about being governor. And she'll go on and on talking about her mother or her sister or all her problems. And I say, hey, it's always you. What about me? That's great. I like country music.
Can you tell me what award ceremony?
You like Merle Haggard?
No. Can you tell me what award ceremony? It's not the Oscars.
Okay.
It's not the Emmys.
Right.
It's not the Academy Awards.
The National Spelling Bee.
No. What Hollywood awards ceremony?
Right.
Is happening this weekend, and I believe isn't this the Hollywood Foreign Press that gives these awards?
Yes.
By the Hollywood Foreign Press.
The Hollywood Foreign Press Awards.
No. Let me give you a hint. Think of a girl's knockers. What are other words?
The Hollywood tits.
Okay, now we're going to have to... Oh, God! We're going to have to delete that out.
I'm sorry.
If you want to use that word on the show, you have to speak like you're a cow.
Okay.
Teats.
The Hollywood teats. Now,
think of other words that you've used to describe breasts.
Okay. Is it Hollywood in front of it?
No,
it's... The Hollywood cans.
No, the first word is golden.
The golden cans.
No, try again.
The golden jugs.
Try again.
The golden Hooters.
Try again.
The golden torpedoes.
Try again.
The golden milkshake machines.
Try again.
The golden hanging gardens.
No.
The golden Oreolas.
No.
The golden nipple.
No.
Oh, you're trying to F with me.
No, I'm not.
You're trying to F with me.
No, look it. See that? The Golden Globes.
Oh, Globes.
The Golden Globes.
I never called Teats Globes.
Oh, you did.
That's a wussy name for him. You're meteorologist. I predict snow.
Okay.
Tons of it.
Let me ask you.
You're going to be up to your ass in snow.
Now, here's something. Now, listen, I've asked
you. The snow around me is going to be a little brown.
I've asked you. I know we're running out of time here, but I've asked you about...
Yeah, that's all right.
I've asked you about current events. You didn't know Afghanistan, Pakistan.
I should have known that. But I knew Osama bin Laden.
You don't seem to know a lot about the world around you, but here...
Well, I try to.
But here's something I bet you do know about.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you. Which show do you like better, The Chamber or The Chair?
I like the chamber.
Why?
It's got more stuff going in their faces. And it's colder, you know, like when they put the stuff in their backs, the little electric shocks.
Yeah.
And then they burn them, you know, with the flames. I like that, too. And I like Survivor Africa.
Of course you do.
And The Simpsons. And King of the Hill. I don't like Malcolm in the Middle, though. It's too much dialogue.
Too much
that
dialogue.
Kid's kind of a fag.
Oh, no.
I'm not really fond. Yeah, Malcolm's a bit of a queer.
You don't like him?
Don't care for that at all, but I like all the wrestling. I really do. And hey, throw that West Wing off.
Yeah.
What the hell is that all about?
You don't like that show?
Yeah, pretend president. It's not like that at all.
No, you know? It's not?
I've been to the White House, you know.
I know you have.
It's not like that at all, with all those queers running around. That's not the way it works. Seriously, it's really not the way it works at all. And that Law and Order show, that sucks ass, too.
So, well,
look at all those queers defending people. I tell you, I like that show about the doctors. Do you like that show? That show, is good.
It's E-R.
Yeah, right. That's how you spell er. That's good because people almost die, you know. Except for some of those queer doctors, it's a good show.
Do you like the Reba McEntire show?
Which one is that?
The one that's on the WB.
I don't watch the WB.
It's called Reba?
Have I told you you're my favorite?
I don't watch the WB. Too many minorities. I don't do that. That's not my bag of tea. It's not what I do. Okay. But I predict snow.
Okay, we got you.
Tons of it.
Listen, Governor Jesse Ventura, world leader, is here with us today.
Good to be here, Don.
Playing low budget Jeff Bardi.
I was a SEAL, you know.
A Navy SEAL.
Where's Gordon Liddy?
Oh, he got fired. He's working at an AM station now.
Oh, that's tough toenails, huh?
It's 77-365-36.
He's bald like me.
36, that's the number. But you don't dye your mustache.
Not a bit. Not one little bit.
See, he dyes his mustache like with shoe polish or something.
No, he uses a Sharpie.
Listen, 877-365-3636. I believe we need two fresh contestants this week.
Yeah, and you better get your parkas on.
Why's that?
You're going to get a hell of a lot of snow.
All right, thank you. We will be right back. Jesse.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Son of a bitch is dug in like an Alabama tick. You're hit. You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Who's you?
Living in the violent world of Sam Huff, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
I ain't got time to bleed.
That was you. That's when you were in the movie with Arnold, right?
Yeah, with Arnold. And, you know, can I say another word about the Survivor?
Sure.
I want to send my sympathies out to my favorite contestant, Big Tom Buchanan.
Hello, my
man, you really tried. You should have won instead of that queer.
One wasn't a queer. There was a queer on the show, but the guy who won wasn't a queer.
Yeah, well, all the guys besides Big Tom Buchanan were queer.
I think Rob mentioned to me that the guy who won, though, was a Jew.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Let's not make a big deal about it. I don't want to get in trouble by putting my foot in my mouth.
But you mentioned that an awful lot of people are queers.
Well, I feel that way. I feel strongly about that. Unless you're, you know, in the military, you're probably queer.
All right.
That's the way it works.
Let's play low-budget Jeopardy, Governor Ventura.
This is low-budget Jeopardy. And now entering the stud.
Studio.
Is a unemployed waiter. Waiter?
Unemployed waiter.
From the Bronx.
Bronx.
New York.
Bronx.
Let's say hi to Billy Robertson.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, good day, LQ.
Good day to you, sir.
All right.
Best to you, Governor Jesse.
Thank you. And now entering the studio is a Marquette researcher. Let's from Alexandria. Let's say hi to Chris Christoff, though.
This guy's the champion.
Yeah, he's the returning champion.
Hey, Chris.
Hello, LQ. Hello, Mind.
Oh, Jesse the Mind Ventura.
Hey, that's good. I'm glad you remembered that. You know, most people used to call me the body, but now they call me the mind.
All right, guys. And today you'd be the anus.
The anus that's burning up on fire.
Guys, don't forget to answer in the form of a question.
Planet anus is burning.
Live with my mom. My clip-on tie. Suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex as we're playing the game that is LQ or Quizmaster. Always call him Jesse Ventura. Oh, I got to tell you a joke.
The sun god is on fire.
Here's a joke you'll like.
Okay.
Someone told us that we did a segment yesterday about this time called Make Me Laugh.
Yeah.
And for a while, my wife had been wanting me to invest in a coffee shop.
Now, why are you shaking your head over there?
Well, what, they're going to delete that out? I'm going to tell the whole joke.
Hi.
I mean, it's... Oh, yeah, well, you've not met Lisa, have you?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I like you.
Nice to see you. She's fetching.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
She's wonderful.
Maybe she could work on my presidential campaign.
Sure.
Babylicious.
All right. Well, I'll tell you the joke later.
Great ass.
But anyway, it has to do with coffee and tea. Okay. Here are the categories,
guys. I wouldn't have gotten it anyway.
No, I think you would have gotten it.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay.
Here are the categories. They are Name That Jesse.
Hey, that's my category.
Circumcised or not?
I don't understand.
Oh, you know what circumcision is.
Oh, yeah, the fire hose or the helmet.
Yes.
There you are.
Showbiz news.
That's okay.
New on DVD home video.
I don't watch a lot of DVDs.
And states and capitals.
I watch wrestling and Africa Survivor.
And let's go with...
and her.
Billy, you are the challenger. We will start with you. It's ER, not her.
Oh, my ass it is. My flaming ass it is.
Hello. Billy, you start, please.
All right, states and capitals for one, please.
All right, it is the capital of the great state of Pennsylvania.
What is Harrisburg?
$1 yes. For you, Billy. Good job.
Thanks, Jess.
You're welcome. Now continue, please.
States and capital for two.
It is the capital of the great Utah.
What is Orem?
Orem. No.
Oh, that's wrong. Chris, your chance to steal.
What is Salt Lake City?
Salt Lake City. Where, amazingly, we have not been canceled yet.
$2 for you, Chris. Go again.
That's amazing.
States and capitals for three.
For three, it is the capital of Vermont.
What is Montpelier?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have to stop using that one. That used to be one that everybody got wrong, but I use it so much now that everybody gets it all the time.
Montpelier from Vermont. Yeah, all right, go again, Chris.
Showbiz news for one.
All right, showbiz news. Good news. Oh, you're going to like that. I wrote this, Jesse.
Okay.
Good news. These queers will not be in the new Star Wars movie.
Yeah. Who is Jar Jar Binks?
No. Hey, Billy, your chance to steal, Billy.
Who are NSYNC?
NSYNC, right. And really, and look at that. I wrote these queers.
Yeah, you're the man, Don.
These queers.
You're right about that. All them boy bands. God, stinking gays.
Show for two.
Hey, don't you owe me, I'll tell you right now.
Okay, for two. Fox and ABC are suing each other over which of these dumb shows was created first.
What is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No. Hey, Chris, your chance to steal.
What are The Chamber and The Chair?
That is correct.
$2 for you, Chris.
I'll take Showbiz for three.
All right, for three. Muhammad Ali just celebrated this birthday on CBS.
What is his 60th?
His 60th, right.
$3 for you, Chris, is starting to begin to lead the game there.
I'll take Name That Jesse for one.
Favorite category.
Name That Jesse. Mr. Rainbow Coalition.
Who is Jesse Jackson?
Right.
$1 for you, Chris. You're flying now, my friend.
Name That Jesse for two.
He sang Jesse's Girl. Oh.
All right, Billy, your chance to steal.
Who is Rick? Oh, so.
I know.
Yeah.
It's Rick Springfield.
Yeah, that's right.
I love his music.
Is he a queer?
Can I make an admission here?
Yeah.
I am.
What?
I'm a queer.
I'm coming out on your show.
You're a queer?
Yes, I am.
Well, no.
I am a gay.
Well, no wonder your butt's on fire.
That's basically why I'm making all these statements to cover up the truth.
Okay.
I like boys.
Oh.
I like men.
Okay.
Yeah. Boys.
That's important to clarify.
Come on now. You know, I call men boys.
Okay.
That's what I do, but that's just the way I go. The wife, everything else, it's just the beard.
You ever read The Final Word?
By Craig Wilson? On a weekly basis. Hey, Chris, you're in control.
I'll take Name That Jesse for three.
A famous Wild West bandit.
It was Jesse James.
Right.
$3
right.
For you. You're doing quite well there, Christopher.
All right. How about Circumcised or Not for one?
All right. Circumcised or Not. Oh, this guy's the biggest movie star in the world. Russell Crowe. Circumcised or Not?
What is not?
Billy.
What is?
Yes or no will do, but yes, Russell Crowe is circumcised.
Well, thank God for that. He's dreamy. All right, Billy, you're in control.
Turkey for two.
Elvis Presley.
What is not?
Right, as revealed on this show a few weeks ago.
That's
great
right.
Show, too.
Elvis had the fire hose. All right, Billy.
Cirque 3.
All right, here's a wild card for you. Carrot Top.
Who?
Carrot Top.
Carrot Top, Jesus.
What is not?
That's right, Carrot Top is not circumcised.
That's not a pretty picture, Don.
And you don't want to know where I had to go to research these answers, no. But...
Carrot Top's dressing room.
I hope it was personal...
No, it wasn't personal experience. There's a website you can go to.
Where you can see Carrot Top's penis?
No, where they answer the question, circumcised or not.
All right, Billy, you're in control.
All right, DVD video.
All right, final category on the big board. Stars Julie Andrews.
Ooh, yeah.
What is American Princess?
Hey, Chris, close. Your chance to steal.
What is... I don't know.
Princess Diaries.
Princess Diaries. Billy, don't be a hero. All right, you're in control.
DVD video 2.
All right, new on DVD. It stars Marky Mark. Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah.
What is The Perfect Storm?
No.
Hey, Chris, your chance to steal.
It's an old question. What is... I don't.
Everybody forgets this movie he did with Aniston, Rockstar.
I didn't forget. I've seen all his work. Perfect Storm, the one where he played the porn star, some of his films. All right, Billy, you're in control.
I have video 3.
No one's going to get this one. Stars Martin Lawrence. I mean, this movie was in the theater for 5 minutes.
I know this one. Hey, Chris, your chance to steal.
What's the worst that could happen?
Wow.
Yes! $3.
Wow. Get out of
here. That's the end of the first round.
Paul, yes, some crappy movie he did with Danny DeVito. Yes, that's it. Okay, now listen, Jesse, what's the score here?
Well, Chris finishes with $17, and Billy has $8, Lord Quizmaster.
All right, guys, you're both going to play a final low-budget Jeopardy. We physically force you both to bet it all, so good luck. And, this is like a 1 out of 4 chance you got on this one. The category is by what percentage? And here is your answer. For Elvis's birthday this year, we celebrated it on the show a couple of weeks ago, attendance at Graceland was down this year on Elvis's birthday. Only 600,000 morons showed up. Is that a decline of either 10%, 15%, 20%, or 25%.
Wow.
Again, in the form
that is difficult.
Again, the 600,000 idiots showed up at Graceland on Elvis's birthday, but that number is down. Is that number down by 10%, 15%, 20%, or 25%? Don't forget, answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Jesse Head Wax. That's right. It's the wax that I use to polish my chrome dome. Jesse Head Wax is a delightful combination of beeswax and my own body extracts that produce a smooth, attractive finish on your bald head. Remember, don't be a slacker. Use the Jesse Head Wax. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek, Geronimo.
Thank you, Jesse. Here we go.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
No!
Okay. Elvis's birthday this year, attendance at Graceland was down to only 600,000 idiots. That decline is either 10%, 50%, 20%, 25%. We will go to
Billy Robertson.
Billy.
What is 15%?
Right.
Way to go, Billy. You double your score to $16.
Bingo. Chris, you return as champion if you have the right answer.
I said, what is 20%?
No.
That means Billy Robertson is our new low-budget Jeopardy champion.
Good to the mother.
Yeah. So what does that mean? Rob, real quick, if they were down 15,000 or 15% and they only had 600,000 morons show up, how many morons showed up last year?
Come on now.
How many?
90,000.
Down 90,000, says Rob Speedway.
90,000.
Well, listen, Chris and Billy parting is such sweet sorrow. Adieu, don't go away mad. Just go away, guys. And here is Governor Ventura to tell you what you want. Jesse.
First of all, Billy, you get to keep your money because you double it to $16. We throw in a bonus of $25 for a total of $41. And Chris, you get to keep $94 and you get these lovely parting gifts. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
There you go.
You have won a Jackson Hewitt tax kit. Jackson Hewitt will work hard to get you exactly what you want. Every dollar you deserve. Call 1-800-234-1040 today for the Jackson Hewitt in your neighborhood. But wait, there's more. You have won a DVD copy of the original Mad Max and the Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai. Both are available on special edition DVD. Pick them up at your local Circuit City or Borders today. Thank you, boys, and thanks for playing the game.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, LQ.
Thank you, Billy.
Thanks, LQ. Thanks, Gov.
Have
Thank
a great
you,
weekend.
Boys.
Do you think they're queer?
No, I don't care anymore.
Oh, you don't care anymore?
No, my Duke is on fire.
Okay, well, Governor Ventura, we have 10 seconds. Again, real fast, where are the American soldiers fighting the Taliban right now?
England.
You got it.
Thank you.
Always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
War On Incorporated and is distributed by King World. Thank you, and check out my burning ass.
You're burning ass.
Yeah, he's going home to watch Ur.
He's got the red ass.
All right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not the knee. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. I wasn't messing with my knee.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Del, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're the master of the technology of this game.
Hey, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight, you're ready.
All right.
I just went back and got another big stack of entries for our Super Bowl show, our Las Vegas style show.
Are they pouring in?
Well, you be the judge.
Look at that. Look at that.
If we get a chance today, we're going to read some more. Some of them are great.
All right.
Fax yours in, please, at 800-636-6410 to win the Las Vegas style show in your home on Super Bowl Saturday, the night before the Super Bowl.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now, joining us. Longtime friend of the Don and Mike Show.
It's been a while since we've talked to this gentleman.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody, here he is, the great Joe Theismann. Hey, Joe.
Hello, hi,
Joe. Joe Stranger, how the hell are you?
I'm fine. Been a long time. I haven't been invited for so long. It's nice of you to have me back.
It's good. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, Joe.
I don't see Mike much because the golf season's sort of on the wane a little bit.
Yeah, this is one of those rare years where you haven't taken money from me, too. So
well, it's because we haven't played.
That's right, of course.
Working on that. This year, we have to make up for it this year.
Yeah, Joe's an interesting scorekeeper out on the golf course. Always always seems to take more money than I think I should be paying. Him, but,
I'm the one that you have to remember, Michael. My pencil has an eraser. Yours doesn't.
There you go. Absolutely,
Donald. And you sound wonderful.
Thank you, and Joseph, you as well. And I'll start again. Well, I'll start the ass kissing right here. That you guys on ESPN, when you cover the games, not only with the graphics and the way the camera angles,
right.
But the three of you guys, you know, you have such a great rhythm.
So am I.
That the last game that Joe called was the wild card game this past weekend. It was Mike Patrick and Joe Theismann and Paul McGuire. What do you attribute to the fact that you guys have a real good broadcast? I'd rate it right up there with Summerall and Madden.
Well, thank you. I just think that, you know, we all really like one another. We all get along. We spend an awful lot of time together. We all have a mutual, I think, love for the game of football. Paul is as passionate about it as I am, and of course Michael's the same way. I think, you know, Mike's the best play-by-play guy in the business, and as long as you've got the mortar and brick being held together by somebody like him, we just sort of sprinkle in things around it, and I'm glad you enjoy it. I hope people enjoy it. It's an awful lot of fun for us. I mean, we understand that football is a game. And there are a lot of light sides to it, and I don't think you can ever take yourself too serious. And if you do, you're making a big mistake anyway. So we just try and have some fun with it.
I think one thing I do like on the ESPN coverage of the games is when there's a challenge.
Right.
They you can go to your www, and you can type in if you think that the play should be overturned or if it shouldn't be overturned. And sometimes there's a play that's obvious.
I mean,
it's like it's obvious the guy fumbled the ball, so they throw down the red flag. And it's funny to see the morons who are obviously just rooting for the team that obviously fumbled the ball.
Sure.
That go on and log that no, you shouldn't. They shouldn't overturn the call.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most number of umdums that you guys have had who have logged on to that? It sometimes it's as high as 30, 40, 50,000.
Oh, we've had 60, 65,000.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Yeah, we've had some unbelievable numbers.
Wow. And you're talking about these are guys who are watching the game and then immediately go to the computer.
Right, exactly.
And log right on to say whether it's a
little interactive stuff going on.
Call or not. Before we talk football with Joe, and I want to talk about Steve Spurrier with you as well, let's go back down memory lane.
Uh-oh.
To the first time that Joe Theismann was ever on our show.
This is when I don't even remember exactly what you were talking about, but it was Jim McMahon, right?
It was 1985,
right? That long ago,
when the Chicago Bears were in the Super Bowl against the New England Patriots.
1985.
Yes,
that would have to be. Yeah,
and I was talking something about Jim McMahon, and I believe I said something about Joe, who was the quarterback for the Redskins, and someone came in the room and said, Joe Theismann's on the telephone.
Joe was calling from his farm.
And here now is, from way back in 1985, the very first time Joe
Green
Theismann.
Music.
Yes, the first time Joe Theismann was ever on our show.
Don, Joe Theismann, how you doing, buddy? I listen to your show every morning. I'm sitting at my farm, and I just heard the story about McMahon. And let me explain something to you. Okay. First of all, I've been there. See, you haven't been here for a short period of time. Yeah, it is me, Don. I'm not kidding. I'm flat square on. I love your program in the morning, but you don't really know what Joe Theismann's like. You ever been in the Super Bowl?
Okay, now right there.
And it was a love affair that began that very day.
Who was that arrogant guy on the phone? How did you get somebody to imitate my voice?
That is funny.
And drop in all that dream music?
So, Joe, that is one. I'm telling you, you win an argument anytime. Anywhere with a guy with that. All you got to do is come in. You ever been in a Super Bowl?
Man, how the hell do you argue that?
You're hey, done. Don't talk to me about injuries. You ever been hurt?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You can win with that one, too.
So the relationship with Joe starts like that.
It starts from there and had nowhere to go but where, Don.
It went up, and it went up even to the point where when Joe got married, We would have Joe on the show once in a while, and we busted his balls saying, Joe, if we're really your friends,
right,
you'll invite us to your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Not thinking that we really would get invited.
That's where we hung out with Mike Patrick.
To Joe's wedding.
That's right.
So anyway, Joe's
you guys have sort of gone through my life with me, haven't you?
We have indeed. We really, really have.
That's two things about that are fun. Number one, we've been friends for that long a period of time. And secondly, you guys have actually managed to stay on the air that long. I think that's absolutely astounding.
That it is a miracle. It is, absolutely.
Hey, when you're that good, they just can't keep you away.
They can't.
I mean, that's all there is to it.
He always turns it around.
He does indeed.
All right, listen, I love this Spurrier. I love this guy. I think he's fantastic. What are your take on Steve Spurrier being new coach of the Redskins?
Well, I, first of all, Daniel Snyder has who he wants to coach his football team. That's the first thing that I think everybody has to understand. The fact that Marty wouldn't give back a certain amount of power when it came to personnel decisions was really, I think, the nail that sealed the coffin for him. Daniel wanted some more control back of his football team. And it's not that Marty didn't do, I think, a heck of a job. As a matter of fact, what he did in the last 11 games, actually with this whole season, learning about his football team, the way it started, and of course the way it finished. You know, he gets votes from me as a coach of the year candidate, but Daniel wanted to have control back of his football team, and he has it. He's always wanted Steve Spurrier. And
you got
to
speak about.
I've known Steve a long time. We play a lot of golf together. He's a great competitor. You know what the offensive expertise is. You just look at the way his Florida teams have played and the records that he's had. The only problem I had with the change was that it's another change. And sooner or later, an organization just gets tired of so many different changes. But I really believe that Steve Spurrier will see the end of this contract. I don't believe that Daniel Snyder will wind up paying Steve Spurrier off. I think that Steve can do a good enough job. He's got a great nucleus of players to work with. And I also think what he's smart in doing is he's not going to get involved in the administrative aspects of the game right away. I think he'll grow into them. But he's going to coach first. That's what he wants to do. He's going to be the coordinator. He's going to handle the quarterbacks. He's going to handle the offense. And so as far as this approach goes, I think it's perfect for an introductory way into professional football.
But would you not agree that it is a roll of the dice when you're talking about any major successful college coach coming into the NFL? It is always basically rolling the dice on the crap table when something like this happens, isn't
it?
Not
just professional football. I give you two examples. Lou Holtz, who was a miserable failure with the Jets.
Right.
And Rick Pitino, who really struggled with the Boston Celtics.
Right.
And he was president as well as coach. And, you know, once Rick resigned and walked away from an unbelievably lucrative situation and went back to college football. Look what Louisville's doing now under his guidance.
Right.
Doing very well. And the Celtics, since Rick left, have gone on and done quite well.
So you never really know what's going
to
happen.
No, you don't. And you just don't know how the players are going to react to a guy who hasn't necessarily been through it. Now, Steve has to a degree. But these guys today, they don't remember who Joe Theismann was. They don't remember who Steve Spurrier was. You know, they won't remember Roger Staubach. This is a new generation of kids. And so, you know, he's got some proving to do, but they've got a nice blend of vets there, I think, to help him.
All right, very quickly, Tony Dungy gets canned. I think that sucks. Dennis Green gets canned. I think that sucks. Seifert gets canned. That's okay. Riley gets canned. That's okay. Where do all these coaches, and Morov quits, he's nuts. Where do all the coaches, Joe, real fast, there's so many of them out there, who ends up with what job?
Well, I think Tony Dungy would be a great fit in Indianapolis. Tom Moore has worked with him in Minnesota, his coordinator. The problem in Indianapolis has been defense. That's where Tony's area of expertise is. San Diego, to me, is still up in the air a wee bit. Marty Schottenheimer is going to interview out there. You know, with Norv Turner, I just think that they're looking at a transition period when Doug decides to retire and Drew Brees takes over. You're not sure how long Junior Seau can go. I really have no real feel for that. Down at Carolina, John Fox, the defensive coordinator of the Giants, looks like he might have the inside track there because, I mean, he's been up for jobs before. Ted Cottrell, who's the defensive coordinator with the New York Jets, is another name that's mentioned that he could wind up in one of those different places as we go. And I think the Bill Parcells deal down in Tampa is almost a given. It's a little bit like the Daniel Snyder situation here in Washington. Daniel has wanted Steve Spurrier since basically he took over the ball club. And the Glazers have expressed an interest, and there's been rumors down in the Tampa area that Parcells was going to be there even before possibly this year. So my only concern with Bill going back into the game is his health. He wasn't the healthiest guy when he left it. And I'm not sure that this game is very good for anybody's health. But coaches, they don't want to leave. Dick Vermeil put it as well as anybody I've ever heard. When he won the world championship with the St. Louis Rams, he was on top of the world. He left the game. People asked him why he came back. He said, "It's good to be king." These men control their own little kingdom there called that.
Put Joe on autopilot now.
Team. They like the power.
I'm going to have to break in here and get him to pick the games.
People think quarterbacks. If people think Keyshawn Johnson has an ego, coaches are just as big in that area, and I think they have to be successful.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Let's pick the games. The four huge ones this weekend.
four great ones.
Four, yeah.
I mean, this is really some of the most exciting
football.
Playoff
this is what every football team, I think every football fan dreams of.
Absolutely. They're not a game.
Saturday and Sunday, we're expecting snow in the Washington area.
That's
you
right.
Lock yourself in.
John, now you don't believe that, do you? You don't believe we're really going to get snow, do you?
I don't know. You may not, but I know where I am. We will.
Yeah, he's out west.
We're out on the farm, so we're going to, I'm counting on it.
All right, first game. Let's go like this. We'll go Don, Mike, and Joe, and Joe's the only one who can give us a reason.
First game is, let's go St. Louis, Green Bay.
All right, I'll take Green Bay. Mike?
I'm going to go with St. Louis. Joe?
John, you're nuts. I'm going to go with St. Louis. I don't think the Packers can stay up with the speed of the Rams on that turf. They're just too good on turf. And Marshall Faulk, I don't know who voted for the MVP of the league. I like Kurt Warner, but he's not. Marshall Faulk's the best player in football.
All right, how about you want to pick an AFC game next?
All right, let's go Oakland at New England. Don?
Okay, no doubt, the Raiders. Mike?
I'm going to go with the Raiders, absolutely.
Don, again, you're an idiot. I think New England is a team of destiny. They played one game in the last month. I think they're well-rested. Oakland, it doesn't go down the field that much. The corners of the New England Patriots are very good. I think it's going to be a great game, but I'm going to go with Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots in that one.
All right, let's go back to the NFC. Philadelphia-Chicago, okay?
Philadelphia-Chicago. This is a classic team versus almost individual. Donnie, what do you got?
I got to go with Philadelphia.
Well, I like the Eagles in this one, too. I do.
Joe. Don, you're on a roll.
Okay,
3-0. I like Chicago.
Finally,
Chicago.
You're going against me in all my picks.
But not purposely.
Okay.
I'm not doing it on purpose.
Why are you picking the Bears over the Eagles?
The reason I like the Bears, and it's sort of crazy, but it has very little to do with the X's and O's of the game. You look at the way the Bears' season has gone. This has been a team of destiny. From Hail Mary passes to fourth quarter interceptions, run back for touchdowns, for guys that never miss field goals, missing field goals. You name it. Everything has happened in the favor of the Chicago Bears. And I think that their defense can stay with anybody. The key is going to be containing Donovan McNabb. And I think that Brian Urlacher has that capability. So, to me, I'm just not going to go against destiny. I was a part of a team that really wound up being destiny's child, the Redskins, when we won it the first time. So, you can X and O this thing to death. I'm just going with destiny.
All right, and this, I think we all agree, the best game of the weekend. Ravens at Steelers. I'll take.
Okay, Don, you're going for the max right here.
Steelers. Mike.
I'm going to go with the Steelers also.
Joe.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
Wow. Joe is the exact opposite of all my...
I can't believe...
Way to sugarcoat it, Joe.
Why?
Who would have thought that you would pick four teams that I didn't like?
Who would have thought you'd pick four losers?
Well,
why are you taking the Ravens over the Steelers?
The Ravens beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh the first time they played.
Yeah, but the guy for Jojo, the
you're
guy,
not allowed explanations, Don. Hold
Jojo,
on a second.
Joe, the guy for the Steelers missed like four field goals that day, or Pittsburgh would have won.
Possibly, that's right. Now Pittsburgh goes into Baltimore and embarrasses the Ravens. I think the Ravens are a much better football team this time around. I think Elvis Gerback will play better. Obviously, it's going to fall on the shoulders of the quarterback. Cordell Stewart played a perfect game. Absolutely perfect game the last time the Steelers and the Ravens played. I believe that this is a grudge match. This is a game that the Ravens have pointed towards. Now, I don't know if they can beat whoever they wind up playing. It looks like, I pick it to be New England. I don't know if they can beat them, but I'll tell you something. They want this one really bad because they were embarrassed the last time on ESPN.
Wait. You are sure that the Ravens can beat Pittsburgh, but you're not sure that the Ravens can beat the New England Patriots?
That's right.
You're nuts.
I could be.
Don't call me.
I could be an idiot, too.
Don't call me nuts. You're nuts.
All right.
All right, Joe. Well, listen, we're all going to do as you suggested, hunker down and watch these games this weekend. So now what do you do now that the ESPN schedule is done?
He goes out to different places and gives speeches for $1 million a pop.
I do that. No, my name is not Rudy Giuliani. Actually, I do. I do a lot of lectures. Robin and I head for Hawaii for 3 weeks. We head on down to see my daughter and our grandchildren and my kids. And my youngest is working in the area. Patrick's working for the government, so that's great. And Joe's working in South Bend, so the kids are all over, and my mom and dad are in Florida. And so I make sure they stay in Florida so I can go visit them this time of year.
There you go.
Where you get the nice weather. But I actually, this is a chance for me to get out and do, play as much golf as humanly possible.
Get that
a lot of time with
down.
The family and do some speeches. Tell the people how to win things.
Joe, final question. Is it as great being Joe Theismann as it appears to be?
I wouldn't want to be anybody else.
That's the line.
I'm the luckiest. I tell you, guys, I am the luckiest guy in the world for a couple reasons. Number one, because I got friends like you. And number two, because I got the greatest wife in the world.
There you go. I would say the same. I really would. Because I have great friends and a great wife.
Me too.
What else do you need?
Mike, you're funny.
Absolutely.
Joe, great talking to you, my friend.
Takes a while to get it right, though, doesn't it, Don?
Yeah. hey, hold on. I believe that I'm only on my second. And I've been with her for 20 years. How long? What number is this for you?
The phone's breaking up.
All right. Bye, Joe.
I'm sorry.
Bye, Joe.
Sorry, Don. I can't.
Bye, Joe. See you later. There he goes. Yeah, he can bust my balls about everything except the marriage.
There you go.
I guess.
I'm the winner there.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I should say to him when he says, "You ever been to the Super Bowl? You ever only been married twice?"
There you go.
That's the comeback there.
Good old Joe.
I like Joe. God damn. There was a time when we would have him on our old morning show. Back when he was still playing.
They used to do a running joke whenever we'd have Joe on the show.
We'd ask him a question.
We'd take our headphones off and we would leave the studio.
I'm not kidding.
You can do that.
I'm not kidding. And that's back when he was playing. I mean, before he became a broadcaster, before he became real proficient at speaking. It was, and our producer at the time, the late Frank Murphy, who rest his soul, he would flip out because Mike and I would really leave the studio.
We'd walk out, go outside, come back, and still be answering a question.
Great guy he is, Joe Theismann. Love him. Longtime friend, and we wish him, well, thank you for the great picks. Too bad he's such a dope that he picked all four games wrong. Listen, you know, I do want to thank also our audience here in D.C.
Yes.
As long as kind of a D.C. thing with Joe T. there, that I've got now from the ratings the Maximizer.
Ah, very good.
And that gives you the hour-by-hour ratings for the various shows. And I'm so proud to tell you, God damn you guys, our ratings for our show, as you look at the hour-by-hour.
Right.
You make it happen. I mean, you make it happen. Look at a man... 18 plus, 10 to 11, the show that's on before us, that's an 8 share.
Uh-huh. Right.
We come on at 11 o'clock in the morning, and it zooms up to a 9.2.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And it's at an 8.9, and an 8.1, and a 7.4. All of them number one in the market.
That's
all of
terrific.
Those number one ratings. Men, 18 to 49. At 10 o'clock, wow, it's a good rating at 10 o'clock, a 10.4.
Oh, that's great.
Before we come on, but then we come on at 11, and you guys, you jam it up to a 12.3.
Whoa!
Wow. You know, and then it stays there. It's 11.7, 10.7, 9.7.
Very good.
See, the listening habits during the midday, what we're finding is, it used to be when we did a morning show, you would figure that your biggest audience was right there when you first came on the air.
Right.
And as the morning went on, the audience got smaller.
Yeah.
In the afternoon, it was exactly the opposite.
Right.
And the longer the show went on, the larger the audience got.
Right.
What we're finding with the midday show is that it's kind of the opposite, that the beginning and the end are the hours that have the smaller listenership, and the bigger listenership is right in the middle of the show.
Right, the lunch
hour.
Right, yeah, right. During your lunchtime. Adults 25 to 54. God damn, it's the same thing. At 10 o'clock, JFK has a 6-1. You guys bring it up to a 7-1, then it goes to an 8-3, then it goes to an 8-9, then it goes back down to a 6-1.
Oh, that's great.
But in every case, it's the highest rated show on the radio station.
Thank you.
So thank you. That's truly, truly great news. Do I have time for this now, Rob?
We should break.
Oh, I forgot. Stossel's here.
Yes, Charlie Stossel and the Robert the Angry Mailman.
Angry Mailman. But we do have a ton of entries in the Win the Las Vegas Style Show in Your House contest.
Very good.
Get to some of those today. When we come right back, it's black versus white, uh-huh. Ebony versus ivory, the battle of the races.
There you go.
Here we go with the movie man, Charlie Stossel, and Robert the Angry Mailman right after this.
JFK's.
Oops, hold on. That was the wrong button.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah! Sports 11.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see.
I hate when people talk during the movie.
They love to wear it out. Don and Mike.
Right, right. What does legendary football quarterback Joe Theismann say about the Don and Mike show?
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
Oh, there we go.
There he is.
Well, it's a...
Good old Joe gives us something to keep for a long time.
It's time for...
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
Thank you, Joe. Time for the Charlie Stossel movie segment. Hi, Charlie.
Hello, Don.
But before we get to that, hello, we have a special guest. Hello. Joining us from Fox Channel 5, there is morning weatherman Tom Sater.
Tom, thank you for having the courage to come on our show.
Well, courage. I didn't know what took place.
you didn't know. You had no idea that we were picking apart your weather forecast.
Got it. You know, it comes with the territory. You got to have leather skin. No, I got a great call on Answer Machine, said, hey, give you guys a call. Someone at work, though, did tell me that, you know, you guys are having fun.
There we go. You were the guy that we selected this time after the last go-around with the unpredicted, ice stuff. What we decided was we were going to pick one weather guy.
All right.
We're going to tape him.
All right.
And what we're going to do is we're going to actually find out what happened with the weather and either give you credit or you know,
all right,
just run you through the ringer.
The problem is this is a pretty complicated one.
Well, we found that out as we attempted to listen to the tape of your forecast this morning on Channel 5.
That's the problem. You got to watch with the maps.
Now, let me see if I've got the forecast straight. It's a chance of rain, snow, or sunshine. Temperatures anywhere from the 30s to the upper 70s.
But you wouldn't think it's going to snow by looking outside right now. It's beautiful.
Right. Now, the way I understood your weather, and explain something to us, will you, Tom?
Right.
When you talk about to the west, to the east.
Right. Well, now that's the beauty of being able to watch it.
No. I watched it this morning.
Oh, you did watch it?
I still don't get it. Let me tell you something.
First of all, has anything changed since you were on the air earlier today?
The only thing that would change is that when I say west, meaning let's say west of Loudoun County.
All right, you know what? Hold on.
Yeah.
Maybe you can just do this for me personally. Right. I live in Great Falls.
Okay.
Okay, I live by the rested area. I live in an area of D.C. called...
You know, let's do that.
Okay, now, if we're going to do this correctly, there's a couple rules.
Okay.
Now, if you're going to measure snow, all right, say we're going to measure snow tomorrow. Is that what you're going at?
Yeah, what I want to know is, what is the forecast for
your town?
For my suburban neighborhood.
All right, for, let's say, near Reston, right?
Yeah, near Reston.
Okay, it's going to flip-flop a number of times. I know it sounds hedging here, but... Depending on the time, you're going to have different things happening.
All right, what am I going to have by the end of the day?
All right, well, here's what you're going to have.
Very good.
Starting in the morning hours. Well, give me at least an hour here or there, all right?
Okay.
So say, let's say 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, you should start getting into some snow.
Okay.
All right? Now, that should happen and occur till about noon. By that time, you could have anywhere, let's say, 1 to 3 inches. All right. Now, starting with that, put a piece of plywood out on your grass. Don't, measure take your ruler in your grass.
Okay.
Put a piece of plywood out. So 1 to 3 by noon. So now, again, give or take an hour, at noon it's going to switch over, and you're going to be right on the dividing line between those west of you at Reston. It's going to be all snow.
Let me ask you a question. I live in Prince William County.
Okay.
What will I be getting out there?
Well, hold on. Let me finish up with him.
Oh, you're not done with him yet.
No, because see what's going to happen at noon is going to switch over and change to snow with sleet and some rain. Now, because we're getting snow first, I mean, the ground above freezing, so it would just be rain. But because it's getting snow first, it'll cool the ground down. You're going to have freezing rain, too.
My head hurts.
Now, later on, and I know mine, too. Try this all day. Now, later on, about, say, 5, 6 o'clock, it's going to switch back over to snow briefly.
Okay, all right.
You know who this affects the most, right?
What's that? Robert the Angry Mailman is in here.
Angry Mailman. So you better be right, dude. I'm looking for it.
Hey, you know what?
Because I got to work in this crap tomorrow.
I hear you. It depends where you're.
I'm down the street from Don, so.
All right, I live west of Manassas, Virginia. What's it going to do?
All right,
for
you're
me?
All snow, pretty much.
Yeah. Really, how much?
You're going to be 5 to 8 inches.
Wow. You're kidding, really?
No, all snow. It starts to snow and ends to snow. It's colder there.
Wow.
And now that snow band's going to carry up in north of Washington, say to Frederick.
All right.
Baltimore could be into a few inches.
All right. What about
like 5?
Say Buzz. How about Rob in McLean?
McLean, Virginia. Well, that's pretty much on the same line as the rest.
All right. What about Buzz, who lives in Fairfax?
Okay. Now you're looking at just a little snow, maybe say 1-2 inches in the morning, change into sleet. Freezing rain mix, that whole mix. That's a good thing, though, because the more you have a mix, the less you have in snow.
Right. Robert, where do you live?
I live in Alexandria.
Who lives in Prince William?
I live in Prince William.
Alexandria.
Alexandria. Well, see, you guys are all pretty much right on that same line. Let's say someone lives in St. Mary's County.
Well, no one lives in
St. Mary's County.
No one lives.
Well, what about the people who live in Bowie?
All right, that's okay. See, now, you guys, look, the storm hasn't even developed yet. It's coming out of, like, you know,
all right, Tom,
Arkansas.
This
guy's got a Ouija board.
All right, Tom, is this going to be a major storm or not?
Oh, hell, like I know.
Thanks for the call.
There you go.
I heard you guys, kind of chewed me up pretty good. I appreciate it.
Idiot.
But it's not like I'm going to come on the air Monday and say, hey, you know, if you think it's the snow that's deep, you know, get a load of Don and Mike.
There you go.
Well, go ahead. We'd appreciate it.
Please do that for us.
All right.
Hey, thank you, Tom.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks for calling in.
Tom Strainer, sure. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's cool. He was a stand-up guy to come on the show.
He was.
Idiot.
Yeah.
That's Robert. Robert the Angry Mailman.
Very angry.
Like Sonny did like today.
Robert cannot come into the studio without mixing it up with anybody that's on the air.
Stupid idiot.
He's
mad. Stupid
idiot.
Don, Mike, both of
you.
Idiots.
All
right, hold on, Robert. It's time for the At the Movie segment. And silent through all of that was our friend Charlie Stossel.
It's always best to hear what the weatherman has to say. It's just going to rain. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be a weatherman. I want to be the guy who goes on TV and just says the opposite every time of what these guys do. I would be the most loved weather person in the world. Every time they say snow, I'm just like, it's not going to snow.
Well, you know what,
you're
Charlie?
Good. It's going to rain.
That was my prediction, really. Mike
already
and I made our
prediction. With the movies.
Earlier.
You already do that with the movies.
He already does that with the movies. Okay.
An angry man over here.
You know, Robert, you seem angrier today than normal.
Yeah, you do.
What's up? I'm not angry. I'm just a little sore. You know, a little puffy.
Really? Your butt's sore?
Yeah, a little bit now. I'm horny. I ain't got laid in a while, so I'm pissed off.
But there were some fine white women at the bowling alley.
State, man. On that ass and that. I got some names, man.
It's a compliment.
Okay. And these ladies are bad.
Let's start with the movie segment here.
Sure.
Charlie, how many movies are new this week?
We'll talk about three.
Three, okay.
Three this week.
And they are?
The first is Snow Dogs.
Okay, all right.
With Cuba Gooding Jr.,
yes,
right?
Cuba.
You gonna like this movie?
I just want to say something. This is a bad career move.
Oh, you bet.
For Cuba Gooding Jr.
And James Coburn.
As opposed to what?
He's done a lot of good stuff.
His movies been dogs lately.
Robert is right. I agree with Robert. They have all been crap.
Men of Honor?
Men of Honor was kind of a crappy movie.
That was a good movie.
That was all right.
It wasn't well received.
Was Jerry Maguire?
Jerry Maguire was
Jerry Maguire was his breakout movie.
He was as good as it gets.
Right.
What's the black movie he made?
Boys in the Hood?
There you go.
Yeah, and you know, I'll give you a bad Cuba Gooding Jr. movie. The one where he's the guy who's driving the ice cream truck.
Yes.
Where
Chill Factor.
That's the one. Chill Factor.
Chill Factor. That is a bad movie.
And the other one he just made about the writer that's getting framed when direct the video. It's not that bad.
Really?
You remember that one?
No. You know that one?
Yeah, it's about some guy in Louisiana who's for murder and...
Well, this is video. This looks to me like an awful movie,
Charlie.
It's a step
above Chill Factor. It's the Disney movie, so it's very PC. There's nothing bad in it. Here's a guy. He's a very rich dentist in Miami. He finds out that he's been adopted, goes up to Alaska, where he has inherited his birth mom's sled dog team.
Who's his mother? Tell who his mother is.
No.
It's a whore. You know,
I
Star
Trek. I don't want to give away every...
His mom is Uhura from Star Trek.
And the father is James...
Coburn.
Coburn, yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, there's a mix.
Yeah, that's a mix.
Jesus, what's James
Coburn
doing?
James Coburn and Cuba do not get along.
No.
Huh. Surprise.
Of course not. Of course not.
Right.
So there's your tension. And, you know, it's your typical Disney family smile, forget 20 minutes after you walk out.
Do the dogs really talk in the movie?
That's a dream sequence.
Okay, because you know the ad—that's the dumbest thing, where they have the dogs.
Where they're in the lounge.
Suck you in, suck the children in.
Exactly.
All right, how many dolls do you give this?
One,
and how many clips do you give this?
Mike, this movie was so bad. I took my own food with me.
Really?
I had a duffel bag of food, right?
Yeah.
Had Cheetos, French fries,
right?
Potato salad, hot dogs.
You like the carbohydrates?
Six cheeseburgers, right. One napkin, and a Diet Pepsi, which I did buy at the stand.
Cause right.
The stands are real expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I got my food spread out over the seats, right?
Right.
And this lady comes up with her grandkids, I assume. She's like, excuse me. Excuse me, sir. You know, the white people always call you sir when they want something. Excuse me, sir. Are these seats taken? And I looked up and I said, bitch, what the F do you think? You gonna sue my food? So halfway through this movie, I had a
sugar was up the roof.
You end up
being a lot. It does happen. Yeah. So I give it just two clips because it put me to sleep.
All right.
No bullets. It sucked.
Okay.
It's fluff.
Two empty clips.
We got a guy who wants to yell at us because he says we weren't mean enough to the weatherman. John?
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen.
John, what was the problem with the weather guy?
Well, you know, I listen to you guys avidly. I think you guys are truly are the radio gods.
Thanks.
But I just really thought you guys were going to really lay into them.
Let me explain it to you. Whenever they come on the air with us, we always go easy because they have guts. They know when they come on the air, they know that we have raked them over the coals before. So we always soften up on the weather guys if they have the balls to come on the show.
They get points for that.
They get extra credit for that.
Didn't that threaten them?
I thought he was at least going to clear up his mumble-jumble double-talking from this morning.
Well, Robert called him an idiot, if it's any consolation.
Yeah, you're an idiot, too.
Oh, now, Robert, stop.
Wow, Robert's so angry.
Stop it, Robert.
Shut up.
What is the next movie, Charlie?
You know, in honor of Robert, we'll talk about state property.
What is this?
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
You talk about, I never talk about black films.
No, I thought you were talking about, like, slavery or something.
No, no.
You know. State property.
No, Jay-Z, Beanie Siegel, these guys getting together
straight
to a crime movie.
Straight to video.
About how they're going to get each other, but still maintain their family life. No, I'm not. I'm not lowballing it. This movie didn't even get screened.
Okay.
Didn't even get screened, but at least I wanted to bring it up. Wanted to bring it up.
All right, then what is the third movie?
Black Hawk Down.
All right, okay.
I got something to say.
Pretty incredible reviews.
Yeah, I tell you, watching this movie, it pisses you off. It pisses you off watching what these people do, the Somalis, in this rat hole of Mogadishu. What they did to our guys, our guys didn't have everything they maybe could have. To do this, whenever you go into war, you have to have a mission, and it has to be stated, and you have to have everything you need to get in there. This teaches us several things. Be prepared when you go in. They were prepared to a degree, but if this is not a rabble-rouser to get everybody up for what's happening in Afghanistan, nothing else will. This
especially
tells a story.
Clan.
1993, Mogadishu in Somalia.
Especially the Klan.
A couple black
officers. Now, Robert's flipping you off. Are you saying
they go down. They go down trying to get a warlord. They're trying to pull everybody out. A bunch of Humvees, etc. People start getting shot up left and right. And it basically turns into a whole rescue mission. Ridley Scott does a great job with this film. He did Gladiator. A lot of Bleach.
Alien too, so what?
A lot of Bleach photography. Great action. Maybe some of the best war footage since Saving Private Ryan as far as the graphics.
That's what I heard. It's very gory.
It's very gory as far as just being graphic and as far as showing you, trying to get as close to what war is really like. The year is only 3 or 4 weeks old, but I'll say best film of the year so far.
We're not disturbing you, Buzz, are we?
No, not at all.
Buzz does that often during the show, Rob. Buzz just turned his back and was doing
Buzz
something else.
Compadre too, but I got something to say about
listening intently.
Hold on, Charlie, how many dollars did you give this?
Four.
This is a perfect movie.
This is a great, great movie to go see. And at 2 hours and 40 minutes, it flies right by.
Best Picture Oscar?
Hell no.
No, I don't think so.
It's a beautiful mind.
No, Beautiful Mind is my...
All right, Robert, have you seen Black Hawk Down?
Yeah, I got something to say about this movie.
Yeah.
Now, number one, Dynamite, listeners, it's a great movie. Technically, it's correct.
Right.
Got great help from the Department of Defense to make this movie. You know, helicopters, real special forces men. However, there's a great omission. I wish they would have went into the motivation of the Africans on why they were attacking these guys, you know. Instead, all you get is a big black mass of black cookies, you know, black lollipops.
Yeah, right.
With machine guns, hiding behind cows, shooting at these great Americans. Now, granted, it's heroic to try to save your life, follow orders, all that crap, right? But Robert loved this one. The body count was 16 soldiers to 500 to 1,000 black Africans.
Rob, yeah, they
it's like a feel-good movie for Rob. You know, the body count is great, you know.
Right, they say they ignore the 500 to 1,000 Somalis.
Right, you know, all you see is this black ashy face with flies around it with machine guns. You know, they could have asked them. I mean, I'm not no big fan of Mogadishu, you know, whatever. But, you know, they could have went over there and explored that part of it.
All right, we're running long. I just need to know how many clips you give it. Two
clips.
Are you ready for a, we have a hate call for Robert.
All right, very good.
This, come on.
D, hello, D.
Hi. D nuts.
Hi, D.
Come on, D.
Robert sounds like he's a pretty angry guy.
I don't think we've hid that fact from anyone.
Why don't you bend over and I'll show you how angry I am.
What's your problem, Robert?
Oh. Hey, D.
Yes.
You want me, don't you?
No.
Yes, you do.
All right, hold on. Here's another call for, hey, Charlie, good news for you. The pressure's off you now.
Hey, all right, take it.
Come on, bring it on.
Let's go to Mary. Hey, Mary.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, where did you find this moron, first of
moron.
All?
Moron?
Okay, well, let me he tell you something, honey. English and stuck up his ass.
Hey.
And no, I don't want your dumb ass, okay?
You so kiss my bright ass, biatch. That's three syllables. B-I-itch. That's what you are and your mom.
Yeah, you know
two B-I-itches, your trailer trash.
Okay, I'm ready for you. I'm ready for you.
F you. Okay. Go to hell.
Okay.
Go to hell. Wow.
Yeah. You on Main Street?
Yeah. Come on down here.
I'm in
come
Ralph.
Come on down here.
Okay. I'm in
bitch.
Ralph. Stop it. Stop it. Okay.
F you.
This segment is singing now, I'll tell you that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this? Bob.
Yeah, I have solved the riddle of the ratings lag at the end of the show. That'd be Buzz.
Yeah.
Oh, would you stop?
Oh, no, stop. Oh,
you're right, sir.
One of
my favorite parts is
yes,
Buzz.
Yes, sir.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Thank you.
You stop
thank
it.
You.
Whatever.
Boy, there's a lot of cruelty. It's Friday. The angry people are
well,
crying.
All right, listen. Last item here. I'm sorry, guys. We got to fly through this. Robert does have, on behalf of Charlie Stossel, who he argues with movies here, on behalf of Charlie, Robert has a letter to the Penthouse Forum from Pat Morris, the pool boy.
Oh, nice stationery.
Thank you.
To Don from, this is the private one. Okay, all right, here's the letter. You know, Pat Morris is the guy who writes the letters all the time. He hates Charlie Stossel.
Just Bigelow.
Yes, the pool cleaner. I arrived in Los Angeles from Oklahoma, like so many thousands, chasing the dream of becoming an actor. It's a struggle, and I have yet to break into the industry. So one must make a living in the meantime. I found a job that suits me fine. As soon as I got here, I found a great job cleaning pools. That was 12 years ago. Of course, being in California, there's always tons of work. It only gets worse during those hot-ass summers. It was during one of those summers that something happened that changed my life forever. A secret so painful, I finally have an outlet to get this secret off my chest. It happened 3 years ago, one of those summers with the fires burning in the hills around L.A., making an already hellish summer even that more unbearable. Of course, business was great, but we could not keep up. One day, my a-hole boss gave me 10 pools to clean in one day. I told him there was no way I'd be able to do so much work in one day. He said it was my problem and told me to get started. Just as I was about to panic, a great idea popped into my head. I'd bring one of my buddies along to help me, and the boss saw how good we were together, he might hire him. I called one of my best friends,
Josh,
and please do not use his name if you publish my article, and he agreed to help. Kelly needed some money. So the day was going by fine until we got to this enormous mansion in the Hollywood Hills. Word has it, the house belonged to a super agent and his actress model wife. This was old money. The husband was born into money and had run an agency for years before retiring to Florida. The pool in this house was the biggest I'd ever seen and would take the rest of the day to clean. A couple of hours into the job, Josh and I were almost finished when we heard the door open, and this goddess of a lady came out of the house. I can only assume that it was the actress. Tall, tan, lean, long legs, perfect blonde hair. An angel's face smiled at us as she disrobed and asked if we were finished cleaning the pool. I immediately pitched a tent, and I assumed Josh felt the same, because we looked right at each other and smiled. Meanwhile, the goddess began to tease us by putting on some suntan lotion right there in front of us. God, what a bod. She stared at us as she rubbed lotion over those long legs and muscular arms. And then it happened. Glistening in the Los Angeles sun, she called us over to rub lotion on the part she could not reach. We almost ran to get over to her, and she was naked in the few seconds it took to get to her. We pounced like two lions on a wounded gazelle. Josh and I rubbed and grabbed every inch of our goddess, and she loved it. Before I knew it, I was naked on my back with my goddess's head buried in my lap.
Oh, dear.
Why is this a letter against Pat Morris?
Yeah. Keep reading.
Okay, all right. Josh was going to town behind her. We were moving back and forth in every position imaginable, and the harder we worked, the more she loved it.
Oh, God.
I pulled on her beautiful hair, and she moaned with pleasure. She was open to anything we wanted, yet she was still in total control. We F her and F her some more until we can F no more. Well, we read it now. Robert, you had, you know, stunning finishes, and I almost passed out. I opened my eyes to see that Josh had jumped into the pool to cool off, and my goddess was standing at the bar smoking a cigarette. She said we were good boys and had earned a large tip. $200 for each for our work. Man, what a day. Got laid and got paid. She came out of the house with a stack of bills. She counted the money and looked at us with a smile and said, I'll give you $2,000 each if you do each other. What the F?
Oh, dear.
She wanted us to do what? I turned my head and caught Josh's eye, and we stared at each other for what seemed like an eternity. We knew what was going to happen without saying a word.
Oh, God.
I was still on my back, and Josh was in the pool. I sprang out of the pool like a cat on a hot tin roof. He was all kiss me.
Oh,
his hot tongue darting inside my mouth. I closed my eyes, being able to suck on his tongue and
oh,
mouth.
Oh, God.
Cool pool water slowly ran off his rock-hard body onto mine. Even after the long, hot session with my goddess, Josh made me turgid instantly.
Wow.
We kissed and kissed like a hungry cheetah. Josh began to work his way down. He licked my neck as I turned my head and moaned.
Oh, God.
He slowly sucked on my chest as I scratched his arching back. He licked and sucked on my stomach as I shuddered with anticipation.
I could stop.
He arched his back again to position his, I can't say this, over my mouth. There we were, two friends put in this exposition by some rich bitch.
Oh, wow.
So what were we to do? The inevitable. He lowered his mouth and I raised my mouth. We asked each other's D's in the backyard of this actress mansion. I forgot about her. I closed my mind to how wrong this was. I'm not gay and neither is Josh. Hell, I'd seen him with beauties and he had a girlfriend.
Oh, man.
So why were we so eager and willing to perform this gay act for this woman? I began to bob faster and harder on Josh. Closed tightly.
Wow.
I began to shatter, as did Josh.
Oh, God.
We exploded together.
Oh, no.
Off me and jumped straight into the pool. I don't know how much of this is getting deleted.
Oh, wow.
He ran to the other end of the pool and jumped in. I went under and gulped a mouthful of pool water.
Oh, my.
I came up and spit it out in time to see my goddess count the money out. Then she put it in a robe and walked into the house. To this day, I swore she was laughing.
Wow.
Josh and I collected our clothes and tools and left. Of course, we never looked nor talked to each other the rest of the day. We've not spoken since. Whenever our friends want to hang, we make excuses and avoid each other. I don't know whether to go beat him up or to embrace and forget what happened. Maybe I have a gay side that one day I'll have the courage to explore. The sad fact is I miss my friend, but I don't know how to face him. As for the goddess, she got another company to clean her pool after the incident. Over the years, I learned that she does this S all the time. Effing bitch. Pat Morse, the pool boy.
Very good. Very nice,
wow.
Robert.
Thank you.
There's more future for you in a porn, as a porn writer.
Nicely done. And on your behalf, Charlie.
Yeah, what do you know?
You know, I mean, Jesus, though, the first half of the letter, I'm like, well, this
was a build-up.
Yeah, you sure sold it.
I didn't want to just jump into the gay
end. You sold it, Robert.
Way, you know?
Wow.
Nothing bad there.
Wow. A little heavy.
Nothing
little
bad heavy. There.
Man, oh, man.
Hello, right, we ran late.
Hey, Ramon. Yeah, well, we got a break. Ramon, hi.
Hey, what's going on, Don?
Hey.
Hey, check that just call, D.
Yeah.
Did she not know that Rob is the black angry mailman?
Yeah, I guess she didn't know.
She come down the main street and get a
shot. Oh, come on. You don't.
Cat busting her ass.
Let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian, hello. Brian, are you there?
Is this going to help your ratings?
What?
Do you guys actually think this is going to help your ratings?
What?
You think you can help?
Talking about gay porn.
You think you can help?
He's gone.
Said
something about gay porn.
It's complaining.
Hello. Now, we're getting a lot of calls.
The answer to that question is yes.
We're getting a lot of calls about that. Now, Mike?
Hey, Don, how are you?
Hi.
That was disgusting and none of it got dropped.
Ah, very good. Very good.
Well, don't,
and I think I can hear the amusement in your voice, sir.
Do not blame me. I'm simply reading the words written by Robert the Mailman.
Rob's
right. We got a break. Okay.
You know, I will say that the gay porn works.
Guess, hey, maybe next time I'll give a shout out to those girls.
Yeah, next week. Next week, give a
I'll
shout out to the girls.
Next week, I'm bringing lunch.
Very good, Robert.
All right, guys.
Wow. Get out of here, guys.
As always, great. Yeah, hold
Thank
on.
You.
We'll talk to you during the commercial, Charlie. Thank you, Robert.
Wow.
I tell you what, the Charlie Stossel movie segment certainly has become more exciting since we added the guest host.
And now with a gay porn slam. Fascinating.
Yeah. A lot of people are pissed about that. Tom? Hello. Hey, Tom, are you there? Tom?
Dan, USA Today.
What?
New Craig Wilson article?
Okay, see, everybody's... Was that the new Craig Wilson article? Everybody's calling about that. Christ, we're running late today.
Christ.
Let's go to Buzz right now with the news of the comments show.
In a world
where
owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
He made it up.
I believe, God, damn it, honey.
I believe Joe Feisman said it best.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
What's your lead story today, Buzz?
Today, how sweaty feet saved hundreds of lives.
All right. Wow.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional, honey.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
Thank you, Joe.
Come chisel on their nizzle, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know, we never got around to re-rating women. I got my new expanded list that I think we can start from.
Very good.
I guess we'll have to do that on Tuesday's episode. Plus, next week on the show, back up to New York, so fun up there. We'll be debuting Who Do You Know?
All right.
To give away cash money and also... Dynamite's porno football.
Can't wait. Combining the magic of pornography and football.
Yeah, who doesn't love that? And please continue to send us your letters on why you should win the Las Vegas-style show in your house.
Right.
On Super Bowl Saturday. Fax the letters in at 800-636-6410. I am absolutely blown away by the amount of letters that we are receiving.
Excellent.
And from all of the locations.
Delightful.
You know, Buzz, I know it's news time. Just let me tell you, some of them, here's one from Arlington, Virginia. Dear Don and Mike, I have several reasons why you should have your Las Vegas-style show in my house on Super Bowl Saturday. Here are the top three reasons. 36, 24, 36.
Whoa.
I'm a 26-year-old single chick, soon to be 27. I live with two other single women. We are fit, intelligent. Did I mention single? Not spoken for. Never married. Dating no one. We enjoy beer, music, obnoxious behavior, and naked Jeopardy. We have a bunch of single girlfriends. We enjoy entertaining the troops, and we live locally. Don and Mike, sleep your hangover off in your own bed in time for your own Super Bowl party.
Wow.
This one, dear Don and Mike, I'm ready to say that you need to have your Las Vegas-style show here at our home in Reno. A good friend of ours has been dating a girl who works at the Bunny Ranch in Carson City.
Now there's a girl to date.
And we're sure we can get her to bring along some of the whores she works with.
You.
Let me see. Dear Don and Mike, this comes from Las Vegas. I'm a longtime listener to your show. Let me make this decision for you. You are doing a Vegas-style show.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in Las Vegas. Coincidence? I think not.
There you go.
Every year, between 40 to 80 people in age from 21 to 60 come to Vegas for the Super Bowl. We pack our party room with wild people. Instead of spending Saturday night at the Cheetah Club, we can simply have a few of the entertainers come play with us.
Very good.
Wow. Let me see. Here's one from Lafayette, Louisiana. Don and Mike, I'm afraid you'll have to throw all the letters away and concede to this one. I'm the art director for an advertising agency in Lafayette, Louisiana. Consider having your party here for the following reason. It's in the middle of Mardi Gras. We have a three-story building that we live in. The temp will be in the 70s. It will be Mardi Gras. Naked chicks. We have two fully stocked bars and a brass pole for the pro dancers. It is Mardi Gras. We have tons of Jack to get the nasty girls in. We have a Hummer. We can do so much damage. We are next to New Orleans. Let's go to the Super Bowl and party.
Wow. There you go.
Wow. Don and Mike, is this heaven? No, it's Iowa. When? Super Bowl Saturday. Who? Don, Mike, and the gang. The 75 people invited have educations ranging from advanced degrees down to the rednecks who can't speak a complete sentence, and jobs ranging from company executives down to unemployed welfare recipients. Girls, girls, girls. Yes, Don and Mike, we have girls who will do whatever you want.
Wow.
Tall girls, skinny girls, pleasantly plump girls, blonde girls, brunette girls, redhead, big tees, no tees, girls that put out, girls that don't, like my wife, girls who swallow, girls with bushy beavers, girls with shaved beavers,
God.
Pierced body parts, tattoos, sluts, ladies, white girls, Asian girls, Mexican girls, black girls for Rob, girls that smell nice, girls you will need Listerine for.
Wow.
And maybe even a buggy full of Amish babes.
Man, oh man.
Wow. That's from Iowa City, Iowa.
So many good letters.
I mean, God.
How do you choose?
Yeah, how can this be? We're not on in Cleveland.
Right.
But we got a letter from a guy in Cleveland.
Figure that out.
I mean, it's the internet thing, must the illegal be. Internet thing.
Well, let's go there.
I mean, yeah, how nuts would that be?
But we appreciate everybody sending in the letters. We really do.
I mean, we've got so many great ones that we're going to go through these over the weekend and see what we can come up with.
Good luck.
Pick a winner on one day next week, at least. So.
All right.
Thanks for all the entries. We're looking forward to going somewhere on Super Bowl Saturday with the Vegas Style Show. Just want to let you know we appreciate the fact that you're sending these letters in. And on Tuesday's show, we're going to devote an entire segment, maybe more, to just reading some.
Very cool.
Just wanted to make sure we got that in. Sorry, Buzz, I stole some of your news time.
All right, good letters.
My apologies.
Don, because... Mike, both of you, idiots.
Thank you, Joe. Joe Theismann says it for everyone. Buzz, what is in your news stack today?
Sweaty feet. That's one of the main factors that saved the people on a transatlantic jet last month. The trial of British Taliban member Richard Reid began this morning in Boston. He's pleading not guilty to a list of charges, including that he tried to blow up the American Airlines plane and the 197 people on it. He faces at least 5 life sentences if convicted. Sources close to the case say Reid's sweaty feet made his matches difficult to light. That and the quick thinking of a flight attendant saved everybody on board.
Sweaty feet.
It probably wouldn't stop a terrorist bet on suicide.
That'd be a good name for your band if you change the name of your band, Mike.
Sweaty feet. I think that would be acceptable at some of the venues. The new airline baggage rules went into effect today. So far, travelers say it's only added a few minutes to the process of boarding a plane. No big problems have been reported at any airport since the more thorough baggage inspection began this morning. People are also arriving a little earlier than usual. Is Osama bin Laden...
Nice bag.
Is Osama bin Laden dead? Pakistan's president thinks so.
I hope so. I don't think he is, though, Buzz.
He told CNN he believes the suspected terrorist mastermind, died of kidney failure during the U.S. bombing campaign against Afghanistan. The president didn't point to any intelligent reports to back this up.
Are you sure he's not getting Osama bin Laden mixed up with Dave Thomas?
No, I'm positive. He says it's Osama.
Hey, I'm dead.
There have long been rumors that bin Laden suffered from several illnesses, including kidney and heart trouble. And the president of Pakistan says bin Laden brought 2 dialysis machines into Afghanistan, one for his own personal use. He also says the recent video showed a pale and very weak-looking bin Laden. The monument honoring the firefighters of 9/11 won't be historically or politically correct.
Good.
The whole idea is being scrapped.
Good, 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 good. Common sense wins out.
Developer wanted to build a statue in front of FDNY headquarters based on a famous photo of 3 firefighters raising an American flag atop the rubble. But the artist who was hired to make the monument used artistic license to change the 3 white firemen into 1 white, 1 black, and 1 Hispanic. That led to protests. Now the developer scrapped plans for the statue and is considering a whole new approach. You'd think with shoplifting charges still hanging over her that Winona Ryder would stay out of the stores.
Well, what's she doing now?
The alarm went off as she was leaving the Express store in Beverly Hills this week.
Oh, my God.
This time, though, Winona really had paid for her clothing. The clerk just forgot to remove the security sensor tag.
Oh, my God. Nice job, checkout girl.
The clerk says Winona was very polite about it and definitely embarrassed.
God, can you believe that?
How embarrassing. Mike Tyson's about to have a second ex-wife. Monica Tyson's filed for divorce, citing adultery by her husband as the reason. The papers were filed today in Maryland. She's asking for, quote, a reasonable sum of money. She also wants custody of their kids, something she says Tyson's already agreed to.
As the Winona,
the alarms are still going off on Winona.
Still going off.
Well, that's an alarm. Oh. Hey, check out people. Always remove the tag. That's the Winona alarm. Monica and Mike Tyson met while he was doing time for rape in Indiana.
There you go.
First wife was actress Robin Givens. Olympic figure skaters are being told to turn it down a notch.
Right.
The judges at the upcoming Winter Olympics say they've heard complaints that many of the costumes are too revealing and that many of the moves are too naughty.
I can see your everything you've got going there.
I can see your genitals. So they're warning the skaters to clean up their routines. They've out-and-out banned the move in which a woman is held upside down with her legs spread wide apart. That's out. No more of that.
Don't call the Beaver Star.
Don't like that. And they're banning not only costumes that show too much skin, but also costumes that appear to show too much skin.
And nobody will be able to do the Hamill camel toe.
Or fit too tightly.
Dorothy Hamill.
Dorothy Hamill camel toe.
Buzz, hold on for just a moment, please. We will be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building.
Even better than the good part of the boob, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, hey, are you there, Glenn?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, let me play off the fire up the touch toes. 877-365-3636 for a call number 100. I believe we're going to get a fast Mr. Magoo update here. You got an update on G. Gordon Magoo?
Yeah, I was just wondering. I thought you guys ended on good terms with him because basically he was just talking about you being a buffoon and removing him from his time slot. And
yeah, such a buffoon that the ratings went from a 5-share to a 12-share.
Yeah, he said your actual ratings went from his show was number 1 to number 11, and that your New York rating, you know, being 0.9 were abysmal, and it's just been a total failure. I just thought you guys were on good
terms. Well, no, I mean, actually, we are, but we're not. I mean, he's the competition now. Yeah. The truth is, G. Gordon Liddy's ratings on WJFK sucked. He was number 1 in some minuscule categories.
Right.
In those minuscule categories, in our first ratings book, we doubled, and now that I'm looking at the maximizer ratings, in some cases tripled
the ratings that he had.
His ratings.
Right.
The highest rated show on this station is our show, the Midday Show. And incidentally, maybe someone could call Mr. Magoo and ask him how his New York ratings are.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, right. He's not on in New York.
Uh-huh.
But anyone who calls G. Gordon Liddy, please tell him that I don't mean anything.
Right.
And please tell him that I pass along my best wishes to his wife.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Right.
Lovely lady.
She's a wonderful woman.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Excellent.
Freaking old, falling apart, Mr. Magoo.
Yes, Uri, oh, yes, Uri, I'm distorting the facts.
Why don't you get some more shoe polish and color in your mustache? Dumbass.
Dumbass. Oh, I'm a dumbass. Yes, Uri.
You think he can even read a ratings book?
He doesn't know how.
No. You think someone... I'm sure that whoever's reading him the ratings is, of course, feeding him bad information.
Yeah, especially about the Washington situation. I mean, we know we suck up in New York. We know we're getting better up in New York, too.
Poor old man. Poor old man. I'm going to send him some Tupperware over there to his new radio station, his new low-rated AM station.
Send him a Tupperware bedpan.
So that he can go number 1 in there.
There you go.
When his guests are in the studio.
Yes, we go.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Here's how you know you've done too much cocaine. You hold a screwdriver to the neck of a car salesman and peel out in a brand new Corvette that doesn't belong to you. Right out of the driveway, you slam into a passing police car, and that sets off a high-speed chase. In the course of the chase, you hit two more cop cars, and then you total the vet. Then you jump over a fence and fall 25 feet to the unforgiving concrete and hurt yourself. Police say this is the story of 36-year-old Artie Jackson of Long Island.
Oh, Artie.
They describe him as all coked up and like a rocket out of control.
Oh, sorry, Miss Jackson!
In sports...
That's for his mom.
New Jersey...
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson!
New Jersey shooting for its seventh straight win tonight when the Nets visit Toronto. Sacramento takes a 10-game winning streak into tonight's game against Golden State.
Hey, come on now.
Go Kings!
Go Kings.
And finally... An 81-year-old man has been busted on Long Island.
Rob.
An 81-year-old man busted on Long Island for soliciting prostitution.
81.
The undercover cop asked him, "Are you on Viagra?" "No," he said. "It may take a little while, but it works." The female officer...
Don, baby, how's it going?
There he is.
Female officer working undercover says, "Pray for the old man because the man's wife is a shut-in who's very, very sick."
That reminds me, up in the office, no lie. G. Gordon, you left some of your Viagra up there.
There you go. But another officer says you've got to give the guy some credit. God bless him if he can still take care of business.
Very good.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! Yeah! No!
Yeah!
No!
That's it. We got to go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. We'll be back on Tuesday. Forget Monday is Doug Track Day. Enjoy the day off, everybody. See you Tuesday. Be re-rating the women. All the new games start next week. Who Do You Know? And the porno football.
All right.
And keep the entries coming for the Las Vegas style show in your home. Fax us your entry at 800-636-6410.
For God's sake, buy bread, milk, and toilet
paper. Oh, yes,
please.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have the storm recap on Tuesday.
5 to 8 inches at my house. I'm remembering that.
Blizzard recap. Coming up on Tuesday. Hello, the Don and Mike Show.
I am Polo 100.
Yes, you are. And what's your name?
Frank.
Frank, where are you from?
Queens.
Frank, when the hell are we going to run out of these DVDs? Uh-huh. You have won Mad Max.
Yes.
Barbara Ravanzai. And the original two-disc DVD copy of MASH, the classic Academy Award-winning film that's courtesy of Circuit City, Borders, and Fox Home Entertainment. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
All right, have a good one. Wow, great weekend for football.
Oh, yeah, big football weekend.
For all of our listeners in Green Bay on WNFL, what can I say but go Packers.
Yeah. Go Packers.
Think about my Uncle Jack. Crying in front of the TV.
Yes.
And my Uncle Jerry throwing a chair through the sliding glass doors.
Please. Packers win the game. Stop the violence.
That's it. Have a good weekend. We will see you on Tuesday. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day. Good day to you. Hope you feel better.
Thank you. Good day to you, sir.
I don't know if you know this. Mike is sick. I don't mean, you know.
Well,
screw you.
He's a cold.
But let's be honest.
A little
bit of both.
He's got a little of that, but he's also, you're a brave soldier for coming. Yes.
Well, thank you very much.
Good job. Also, our thanks today to Tom Sater from Channel 5 for calling in. Also, Joe Theismann from ESPN. And to Robert Adams. The angry mailman, and to Chuck Stossel.
Bob.
All right.
Thanks, Bob Adams.
Hey, Rob.
Yes, can you be kind?
Can you be kind? Throw your hat in the air, Robbie, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
Mike can keep his room.
I don't blame you. Mike's all excited.
Right. We will see you guys on Tuesday.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.